Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
All right, today is Friday, and it is June 24th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, an off-duty Philadelphia police officer was killed in a car crash while in his personal vehicle on his way home from work, according to authorities. It happened just after midnight Friday at the intersection of Busselton Avenue and Renard Street in the city's Somerton section. Chief Inspector Scott Small said the officer just finished work and was a few blocks from his home when the crash happened. The off-duty officer was 50 years old and had 27 years with the police department. According to police, an 18-year-old was driving a BMW at a high rate of speed on Busselton Avenue when he T-boned the officer who was traveling on Renard Street. The BMW struck the passenger side of the officer's Hyundai sedan. After the impact, the 18-year-old then crashed head-on into a tree. The teenage driver and the 16- and 17-year-old passengers who were in the car with him suffered minor injuries and declined medical treatment, police said. Medics rushed the officer to the hospital where police said he was pronounced dead.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, awful. Small said it doesn't appear that the driver of the striking vehicle was impaired in any way. He also passed a field sobriety test. Officers released the 18-year-old to his family. Small said this is an ongoing investigation, that charges are still possible as they work to gather additional evidence. Tesla's new car factories in Texas and Berlin are losing billions of dollars as they struggle to increase production because of a shortage of batteries and China port issues. Chief executive Elon Musk said in an interview published on Wednesday, both Berlin and Austin factories are giant money furnaces right now, he said in the interview with Tesla owners. Musk said Tesla's Texas factory produces a tiny number of cars because of challenges in boosting production of its new batteries as tools to make its conventional batteries are stuck in port in China. He said its Berlin factory is in a slightly better position because it started with using the traditional batteries for cars built there. He said the COVID-19 related shutdowns in Shanghai were very, very difficult. The shutdown affected car production not only at Tesla's Shanghai factory, but also at its California plant, which uses some vehicle parts made in China.
As an interim solution, what if you were to tow a U-Haul filled with phone batteries and plug your car into that?
Tesla plans to suspend most production at its Shanghai plant in the first 2 weeks of July to work on an upgrade for the site to boost output. Now, Musk said he expected Tesla would start production of its Cybertruck, the electric pickup trucks, which has been delayed in mid-2023.
That Cybertruck rollout, you remember the rollout where they were showing all this stuff, and the unbreakable glass.
Oh, was that the one and it broke?
Yeah.
Oh,
but even the design looked like something like they thought the futuristic cars would look like in the 70s. You know?
It's like one of those sort of go-to default things, Preston, where like in the future they bring out a plate and there's two pills on it.
Right.
You'll be eating pills for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, this look wasn't that attractive.
That's great.
That video, though, that was so, like, cringeworthy, embarrassing. You're like, oh, no. The red paint was rolled out in Center City, Philadelphia, Thursday in a new effort aimed at sustainability. The red is for buses only, and you will see them on Chestnut Street between Broad and 2nd Street. Officials say something as simple as using red paint has been shown to reduce vehicle crashes by up to 50%. We value this opportunity to partner with the city and SEPTA on this pilot program, said PennDOT Acting District 6 Executive Luis Belamonte. We anticipate the red bus lane will help encourage the use of public transit, enhance safety, and make for an overall better experience for road users. Philadelphia officials hope to add the painted lanes to more streets around the city. In sports this morning, the Phillies beat the Padres 6-2 last night in San Diego. Kyle Schwarber hit a two-run home run, and JT Realmuto added a three-run shot later in the sixth inning for the Phillies, who ended a three-game losing streak. The four-game series continues tonight, and Aaron Nola will get the start. The first pitch is scheduled for 9:40. At the NBA draft, the Sixers traded Danny Green and their 23rd pick to the Memphis Grizzlies in exchange for 24-year-old guard D'Anthony Melton. Melton was part of Memphis's rotation last season and averaged 10.8 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 2.7 assists. Green experienced unfortunate injuries in each of the last two postseasons and is currently rehabbing from tearing the ACL and LCL in his left knee during the Sixers Game 6 loss in Miami. Earlier in the evening, Duke's Paolo Banchero was number one overall selection by the Orlando Magic. The Oklahoma City Thunder took Gonzaga center Chet Holmgren with the second pick, then acquired 11th pick Ousmane Dieng of France in the trade with the New York Knicks. Auburn forward Jabari Smith Jr. went number three overall to the Houston Rockets. And the Stanley Cup Finals shift back to Colorado for Game 5 tonight. The Avalanche lead the series 3-1, and if they beat the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, will claim their first championship in over two decades. The puck is set to drop at 8 p.m. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. I realize that I failed to do the weather forecast at the top like I normally do, so I will just bring you up to speed on that. We have a beautiful day today, 86 degrees and mostly sunny. It was wonderful on the way in today. We had clear skies, and I saw the planet.
Oh my God!
And moon alignment.
I didn't see anything. It was foggy, and I couldn't see it. I couldn't see any of it.
Oh wow! My drive in was crystal clear.
Oh, bummer!
Yeah. So hopefully you were in a spot where you could see that. But we continue with sunny and clear skies tomorrow. High 91. Same thing on Sunday. We don't have to worry about any kind of rain coming to the area until we get to Monday or so. But what's all the? That's my weather. Thank you, Jason. Jason gave me my weather.
Yeah, how about that?
Under there. So I appreciate that. Sorry about the formatic snafu. But anyhow, you know what, dude? I showed up this morning. I was telling Casey, as I live close to here, and so I just got up at my regular time. So I got here like 4:35 this morning, and I roll up, and I'm like, nobody's here. Am I in the right place?
Right.
And I'd forgotten that normally when we do a blood drive, we're here on Saturday and we show up right as donations start getting underway.
Right.
And the operation is already set up and rolling. But by the time I got here, this was completely empty, this entire warehouse, except for our broadcast area. So I'm like, are they going to? I forgot. Oh, yeah. We're here early this year. Yeah.
Right.
So right now it looks like the operation that we're used to seeing is all the volunteers are putting up the partitions and the beds and all the things that are getting in place for a blood drive of this size. And this is a gargantuan room that we are in for this event.
It's amazing. And now they're going to start, I believe, at 7, right? So the first appointments are at 7.
Yeah.
So they're going to 7, I believe. Are both locations?
Yeah, 7 to 7.
I think so, yeah.
All right, which is excellent.
Casey already checked in with Brent Porsche, who is at Live Casino as we speak.
Excellent.
We are going to talk to him in about 40 minutes or so, something like that, and just see how things are laying out there as we're getting set for the two locations this time around.
And Preston, you talk about the size of this place at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks, and as I was driving here, I was like, oh crap, I don't know where in here we were going to go, and then as soon as I pulled down the road, these giant signs says Hall C's. I'm like, okay, I know exactly where to go.
Where we were last time. We've been in a couple of different parts of this complex, which is sprawling. So it's also perfect for electric scooters, we found out, right?
Yes, Casey brought 3 electric scooters this morning, and we're going to tool around on those. I don't know if this is the right place to park these right in front of our video.
Probably not, but
if you're watching, if you're streaming us, which I'm not sure if we're up and running just yet on YouTube, you'll be able to get a look at the full operation. We have a full camera array set up here. Our friends from Newman University are all in place, so we'll be able to, for the first time, really kind of document this event live as it goes on in the morning, you know?
Yeah, so we've had, we check in, and we were doing it on Saturday, and Pierre's broadcast a couple of Saturdays. This is the first time we were doing our full show during the blood drive, and it's going to be cool.
Yep, and the volunteers look excited and ready for a full day, so we're excited for it as well.
Yes, yeah.
If you are headed to the Expo Center at Oaks, and that's where you're going to donate. It is Hall C. So just look for that when you get here, and you'll find the place to go into, and the volunteers will get you lined up and ready to go. So those start at 7 o'clock, like Steve said. So with all that, we have a few other things going on. As far as guests go, outside of checking in with Brent and Jackie Bam Bam this morning, we are going to have Brett Michaels on. Tomorrow night is the stadium show with Mötley Crüe, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Citizens Bank Park. Seems like it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll see where Brett's head is as far as this tour is concerned, and just do a check-in and see what we can expect for tomorrow night, which is cool. So with all that, let's take a break. Come back in a second. Entertainment Report is up first, obviously, and we'll get to the stupid question, give some stuff away. So we'll return shortly. Stay with us this morning live at the I Believe for President Steve Blood Drive on MMR.
Preston and Steve. Their name is their address.
On the web. PrestonandSteve.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Since this is our first time broadcasting at the I Believe for Preston and Steve Blood Drive, we get to meet our first donor of the day.
Hey!
I ran into him in the parking lot. What was your name, sir?
Dan.
All right, Dan. Dan what?
Dan Reebok.
Dan Reebok. Nice to meet you, man. Where are you from?
I'm from Ephrata.
All right, well,
from Africa.
No, where are you from?
Ephrata.
Ephrata.
Lancaster County.
Of course, yeah, that makes more sense.
I think I've pronounced it Ephrata before.
Isn't that you right too? Where you guys were for the golf tournament the other day with Barkin? It's near Ephrata, right?
Elverson.
Elverson. It's the same. They both start with E.
Yeah, so they're right next to each other. They must be, you know, in the
they're in fact the same place.
Yeah. All right, so Dan, that's cool, man. You got signed up. Have you been to the I Believe for Presidency Blood Drive before?
One time before, yeah.
All right, well, welcome back, man. We're happy to have you.
Yep, glad to be here.
As first donor, you get to receive a special prize.
Oh, my God.
And I have a Dunkin' Munchkin for you.
Oh, my God.
Now, I want you open up. All right, you ready? Now, we're about 6 feet away, right?
I'm going to give you more. I'm going to give you
seven,
about eight.
Seven
yeah.
or eight? Okay, you ready? All right, mouth open. Here we go. I'm going to do my best to make the shot. Here we go. It was low.
That was so close.
It was low. Hang on. We're going up high. Here we go. A lob. Oh, I hit him in the eyes. One more time. Here we go. I'm going to get it right in the sweet spot.
Yeah. Oh!
All right, that's all on him.
All the good
that was
munchkins.
Nothing but gums.
These things are large, by the way. All right, one more time. Here we go. This is it, man. You and me.
Dude. All right.
No, he caught it. Yay.
I was in assist.
Honestly, this is the last one.
At least throw him the powdered ones.
It's a three-pointer.
I was throwing him the chocolate ones.
Yeah, I know. Those are the good ones.
All right, here we go. Oh, man. Okay, never mind. Dan.
Preston.
Sorry.
It's all right, dude.
Dan, get out of here. Right. No, that's awesome.
Me and you, we'll show them how it's done.
Okay, all right. Well, we're a lot closer than you and Dan and I, or me and Dan. Here we go. One, two, three. It hit your tongue.
They're too big.
You want to try me?
They're too big. Oh, my God. We're going long for Steve.
How far?
This is 18 feet.
75 yards.
All right. 75 yards.
It's about 75 yards.
All right, here's the Hail Mary. You ready? This is going to be tough. Here we go.
This is going to be amazing.
Oh, that was low. It was low.
Sure.
Definitely in my hair.
I'm judging this incorrectly.
Careen it off Kathy's skull.
Oh, man. All right, now I got the distance down. Here we go.
Oh, that was tough.
Damn, dude, it seems like I'm throwing him too far.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm aiming for your forehead. Here we go.
Did you see that?
Yeah!
Morrison?
Yes. That's why we've been on the air together.
You, brother. Wow.
You could hear it, too. It, like, went right in here.
Thank you.
All right, here's one for Nick. It's a whole donut.
Okay.
Here we go. It's like Frisbee. Here we go.
Hang on. I guess it was...
No! Preston,
look at the whole box. Look at the maw on him. All right, here we go.
Yeah, come on.
Oh!
Damn it.
We're not wasting whole donuts.
No, come on.
Munchkins I can deal with. Whole donuts, no.
They cleaned the floor right before we got here, right?
Okay, all right. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
all right.
You're good.
Yeah, you can lick that. You can lick the glaze.
That's fine.
Dan, it's an honor to meet you. Thank you for
being
here.
Nice to meet you.
Very generous of
you.
Yeah.
That's exciting stuff. All right.
This is not going to get any more exciting than that. That was such a great way to start the day. Steve, nice job.
That was
Preston. Nice work.
I am so impressed.
Glasses. Thank you,
Morrison. I am so impressed.
Well, you gave me enough lift. I could see it. I
it's teamwork.
I'm reminded of the Eagles Super Bowl
victory. Yes.
Yeah. I certainly hope that we got that on video. I mean, our friends from Newman University here are streaming everything. So
sure we did.
Hopefully. Would you just get some condoms, or what is that, Casey?
Yes.
Are we giving away condoms?
These are Top Gun Maverick condoms.
No, what are they?
They're Top Gun Maverick pins.
Oh, these are pins. Okay, well, that's kind of cool.
I feel the need for peen.
Right. All right. Well, thank you. We appreciate that fine volunteer person. All right. So
I picked up my residual munchkins, by the way.
We're going to give away as a stupid question. As a prize, we're going to give away a $50 Bonefish Grill gift card. And the question we asked for you, easy one. This is a softball for you if you remember this movie. What 1984 film features the cute small Mogwai?
It's a gimme.
Yeah, 215-263-WMMR. Call if you know the answer. So what 1984 film features the cute, small Mogwai? All right, let's see if you know the answer. I'll mention some birthdays while we're waiting for you to call in. And we'll start with one a guy we've been talking about this week recently because of his collaboration with Johnny Depp. It's Jeff Beck's birthday today. On the 24th of June. He is 78 years old.
Jeff Beck did one of... is it called People Get Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. His version...
Him and Rod Stewart.
With Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
And his guitar playing on that is so soulful and beautiful.
Yep. He's worked with so many different people. And at some point, he went from a rock guitarist to heading more in a jazz fusion direction. And he found out that he loved that.
Right.
And that's what he's been doing ever since. He's very versatile guitar.
Did you ever get into jazz fusion? Because I was a fan of, like, David Sanborn and Lee Ritenour and those.
Baja Vishnu Orchestra.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really heady stuff. I mean, yeah. it's pretty intense music. But, yeah, I did. Absolutely. Weather Report.
Absolutely.
A bunch of other bands
that.
Yeah. Then you have Mick Fleetwood, another great out of the world of music. He turned 75 years old.
Somebody just passed away from the Fleetwood Mac, yes. One of the earliest band members.
One of the original lead singer died, I think it was last year. I'm not 100% sure. And I don't know enough about that really, really early version of Fleetwood Mac other than a couple of songs.
Miss Mahalia Jackson was the first member.
I don't know about that, but Oh Well was a great song from them. But Mick Fleetwood, the interesting thing about him as a drummer, very, very simple. Very, very, you know, just the basics of what you need. But he does it with a certain feel that makes him original. So
did he get with... He got with Stevie Nicks, and what did he get with Christine McVie as well?
They were all banging each other.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. Definitely Stevie.
It's like this show.
Right, Kath?
We are the Fleetwood Mac of morning radio.
That's terrible. That's disgusting. I would have quit so long ago.
She seems into it, Brett. Words like terrible and disgusting
make me
think there's a chance.
She's Mick Fleetwood is 75 today. Steve, a guy who was just in town the other night, Mr. Kurt Smith of Tears for Fears.
Love Tears for Fears.
He's the other singer. Roland Orzabal is the main vocalist and songwriter, from what I understand. But Kurt Smith also contributes quite a bit to that band, and he was 61. They just played in town the other night. All right, one of our favorites celebrates that you're not ready. I'll come back to him. Peter Weller from RoboCop. And Buckaroo Banzai.
Buckaroo Banzai. He's also in the second Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
He plays a good villain. He plays a good hero. Yeah. I love the... So they just re-released. It was an anniversary edition of RoboCop. And it still holds up. It has that sarcastic sense of humor.
He's 75. And his co-star in that movie, Nancy Allen, has the birthday,
so that
too.
Happens so many times. Like, we just had Michael Gross and Meredith Baxter.
Yeah.
Whenever that happens, I can't help it. I'm like, I wonder if they were on set on their birthdays.
They call it the RoboCop effect.
I didn't know that.
That's when two celebrities share a birthday. They call it the RoboCop effect.
You learn stuff on the show. I did not know that was the RoboCop effect. Nancy Allen is 72. Okay, now double back to our birthday. It is Arthur Brown's birthday.
Oh! Hellfire, and I bring you fire. I got it. Wait, I have a reverb effect here. I am the god of hellfire.
Yes.
And I'm donating blood.
That's it. The crazy world of Arthur Brown. He turns 80 years old.
You know, there's still people that believe that when we played that original audio that it was just a skit or a parody. They don't realize that was an actual...
Yeah, hit song.
Hit song.
Yeah, yeah. And he was... And the video of him is... He was obviously going for... He was like pre-Alice Cooper.
Right. You know, very theatrical.
Yeah, he was going for the shock value. So he turns 80 years old today. We also have Danielle Spencer from What's Happening. She played D on What's Happening. Ooh.
What did she do after that?
Not much as far as I know. Although Casey just grabbed his mic and dropped it. He wants
She did
something.
What's Happening Now, if you remember.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which was the sequel. And then she was in The Right Stuff. She played one of the astronauts.
I was not aware that she was... I think she was Gus Grissom in that movie. Yeah, you're right. So she's 57.
No, but that... wait. That was the guy who just died, though, right?
Yes, Fred Ward.
Yeah. All right. We also have Petra Nemkova, the supermodel. She turns 43.
What powers does she possess?
Since she is a supermodel, I think
invisibility?
I think that lightning shoots from her mascara.
There we go.
Wasn't she the one that was stuck like on a raft when the that tsunami happened or a few
years
ago?
The one who was hugging the tree?
I think she fell off the tree.
Yeah. She watched her boyfriend die.
Right, that's what it was. Yeah.
Horrible. Then you have Minka Kelly.
Minka.
Friday Night Lights, 500 Days of Summer. I see her name all the time, but I really don't.
Just broke up with Trevor Noah.
The only thing I can I think of is
Minka. Derek Jeter?
Derek Jeter.
Yeah, Derek Jeter.
She got a signed autographed baseball.
Yeah.
Do you know the funny?
Oh, that was her parting gift?
Yeah, it's a parting gift.
It's a mouthwash.
So look at her, and Derek Jeter traded up after her. Yeah. Like, so it's crazy.
Derek Jeter traded in whatever direction Derek Jeter wanted to at that
unbelievable.
Point.
Yeah. Ruled the world.
She is 42, and then the last birthday is Mindy Kaling, and she is 43 years old.
She's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's right. She certainly deserved it, man. For as much as outside of acting, she writes a lot.
She's a ton of The Office episodes.
She's talented.
Yeah.
President, I found one more birthday for you. It's to your left if you want to take a look. And we just had him on the show.
Oh, John Tortorella, new coach of the Flyers, has his birthday today. He was a great interview. We really enjoyed talking to him. I think he's 65, Nick. 64 years.
65 is the new 64.
That's what it
Especially in hockey.
I wonder when he gets into town.
He made it in this week. He actually did a charity event already yesterday. Steve, I talked to some people behind the scenes. They definitely want to come to camp out this year.
Oh, great.
And they're really interested in your animal charity.
Oh, well, that'd be sensational.
It's really important to John and his wife. So,
we can do it like a kitten slap shot.
All right.
Oh, my God.
For charity, Kathy.
Come on, please.
Yes, you got to think of the big picture.
Think outside the box.
Find out of the gutter.
All right, we are going to try to get an answer to our stupid question this morning. What 1984 film features the cute small Mogwai? And I'm not going to have access to our phones.
Well, send postcards.
Here as of now, but what I can do is go back to Jason Fahan at the studio. Jason, if you'll mention someone's name in my talk back here and pull them up on the phone lines, I'll just ask him if they know the answer. Okay. He's talking to me right now. He's trying to get a name and see if we can go to someone. All right. We're going to go to Angie.
Angie,
are you there? Can you hear us?
You beautiful.
Angie.
I used to sing that to my sister just to piss her off.
Oh, my God.
Did she hate it?
Yeah. Angie. You beautiful.
Yeah. Still Hello? Love you, girl. Angie, are you there?
Yes.
Yay!
Oh, we got gotcha. You. All right, Angie, the 1984 film features the cute small Mogwai. What movie is it?
Gremlins.
That's correct. Yes, you got it. Hang on.
Thank you.
We'll get your information, and then we will give you our prize. We have a $50 Bonefish Grill gift card. And if you're in the mood for seafood, Bonefish Grill's got you covered with new summer specials like shrimp rangoon dip and pineapple glazed shrimp paired perfectly with zesty key lime cake for dessert. You can visit bonefishgrill.com for information. All right, let's get into some of these stories that I have for you. We're going to start with Ezra Miller.
Right? Oh, my God.
So Ezra Miller, where's my trash can? Here it is. All right, Ezra Miller. Rolling Stone investigation published Thursday found that the actor is housing a 25-year-old woman and her three young children at their home in Vermont. Ezra has a farm in Vermont.
Yes.
And sources tell the outlet that they're concerned with the living arrangements because Miller's home has unattended guns and mature marijuana plants growing on the property. And according to the insider, the woman's one-year-old child picked up a loose bullet and put it in her mouth.
We used to keep a bowl of bullets in the candy cupboard.
For the kids.
Wow.
All right, but there's more to this. So,
all right.
The children's father claims that the Flash star flew the mother and children from Hawaii to Vermont in mid-April without his knowledge, and he was not able to see or speak to them before the departure. The mother, though, who Rolling Stone does not name, says that Miller had helped her escape from a violent and abusive ex.
No, I saw that, yeah.
And Miller, this person said, helped me finally have a safe environment for my three very young children. So
There might be more than meets the eye here, although we've seen that Ezra can be quite unhinged.
What has to happen, Preston, is he has to come forward, whether that is through a lawyer or whether that is himself. I would recommend a lawyer and start putting statements out. If he has information that is countering this narrative, D.C. has walked away. They're going to release the Flash movie, but he's no longer going to be the Flash.
Right, right. So, anyhow, we'll see if there's a follow-up to this story next week. Brad Pitt said that his reputation for being aloof and self-absorbed might be tied to an undiagnosed medical condition. The Oscar-winning actor told GQ that he might suffer from prosopagnosia. Now, you've talked about this before. Prosopagnosia is also called face blindness.
Oh, I thought, okay, go ahead.
And the National Institutes of Health defines prosopagnosia as a neurological disorder that causes an inability to recognize faces.
What other celebrity said they had this as well?
Us.
No, there was somebody else besides Brad Pitt.
He's the only one that I've ever heard of.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Prior to yesterday,
He did another interview in 2013 that touched on this. But he says that he wants to remember people's faces and feels ashamed when he can't. Nobody believes me, he said. And depending on the disorder's severity, people can have difficulty recognizing a familiar face or distinguishing a face as being different from an object.
I'm completely contrary to that. I'm great with remembering faces, horrible with names.
One in 50 people have the disorder. Prosopagnosia can result from a stroke or brain injury or appear at birth as a genetic condition. And children born with it, quote, never had a time when they could recognize faces.
Huh.
Pitt has previously speculated about having it. In a 2013 interview with Esquire, said that he has offended people because of his difficulty remembering the faces of people he meets. He told Esquire that year he was planning to get tested for prosopagnosia, and Carnegie Mellon extended an offer to have his brain imaged and examined by a neurologist. He said, so many people hate me because they think that I'm disrespecting them, but it's a mystery to me, man. I can't grasp a face, and yet I come from such a design/aesthetic point of view that I'm going to go get tested. So I don't know if he's done that yet or not.
Do you think you have that?
No, I just think I don't pay attention. You know, it's terrible, but I think it's more that. I don't think that I have
more ADD-ish.
Yeah, maybe.
Steve, I found a few other notable people that had this, including Steve Wozniak from Apple, Oliver Sacks, the neurologist, and one of our favorite interviews of all time, Jane Goodall.
How about that? Huh. So she can't, if a chimp comes up to her, hey, Jane.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bobo. I can't recognize.
Right.
Yeah.
Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker reportedly called it quits after 2 years of dating.
I can't tell you how this news caught us at home last night.
Yeah.
My wife and I spent the better part of an hour hugging and crying.
And apparently it was because they weren't aligned in the weeks following Courtney and Travis's wedding.
Using that line when you break up with somebody. We're not aligned.
I knew something. When I called you last night, you were like, I can't talk
now. I can't talk.
And you were like, I'll try and call you. And you never called me back. You.
Yeah, I know. Well, I cried myself to sleep, literally.
I get it now. Okay. Yeah. It's awesome.
And inside,
I even wet the bed.
Told E! News that they had a really nice time in Italy together, but once they got back, they started to feel like they weren't aligned.
This isn't Italy.
And realized that they have very different lifestyles.
Like one's a basketball player and one's a model.
Kendall told Devin that she wanted space and time apart, despite their recent split. The sources said the pair are still on friendly terms.
I think it's because it doesn't match up with who her sisters are dating right now.
Yeah, so she has to date somebody who's all tattooed up.
Right,
and
exactly.
Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think you're right about that.
So Kim changed that, so now they're going to all head that way.
So they're all going to go with, like, goofy, quirky comedians now?
Just no. Like
just pale, tattooed dudes.
A little of both.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see, Steve. Let's see what comes next, but I think a little of both.
So hang on. Courtney started dating her and Travis are together. So did she start
Did she start it? Maybe she started if she was first.
Yeah, she might be.
All right. Let's see. Cheer star Jerry Harris could be facing 15 years in prison. According to documents obtained by TMZ, the U.S. Attorney's Office is recommending 15 years behind bars for pleading guilty to one count of receipt of child pornography.
Jesus.
And one count of traveling with the intent to engage in illicit sexual conduct. They also requested that he get 10 years of supervised release once he gets out of prison.
Is this a Netflix show?
Yeah.
Cheer. He said Cheers star.
Yeah. Ted Danson.
Well, so when he said Cheers star,
right.
I thought it was Cheers star, but right. It's the star, star of the show Cheer.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's all right.
But yeah, that's I've watched a little bit of that show.
What do you think of it?
I don't get it.
Yep.
I mean, they're cheerleaders and it follows them, but they treat them like they're really big stars, and I guess they kind of have found a niche audience that really kind of
appeals to. Yeah.
So, but anyhow, this guy, his hearing is scheduled for June 28th. Sarah Jessica Parker wishes that people would just stop that they would stop applauding her for being brave just because she doesn't always hide her grays. She's so glamour.
Steve, really? Knock it off, Steve. Yeah. I mean, you do it all. You applaud.
I do it all the time.
Every morning.
Yeah.
You're applauding her.
She said, I can't spend time getting.
I'm more impressed with her quarter mile.
Getting base color every 2 weeks. She further pleaded, please applaud someone else's courage on something.
Yeah.
The actress says that.
I can't stand being applauded for courage.
She doesn't understand why she's supposed to be spending that much time thinking about aging. She said, there's been far more peripheral chatter about my time spent on Earth than I've spent thinking about it myself.
She's so right.
I mean,
so.
She is brave with that base color on her hair.
Right. You know, how.
Kill me.
Yeah. Ray Liotta's fiance is struggling 1 month after his passing. JC Natolo wrote on Instagram, there are no words properly describe what one goes through with this type of unexpected loss, and I miss him every second of the day. She added that she's thankful for the big, blended family, writing our lives right now are so fragile, yet we are holding each other up. And there's still no word, really,
on how he died.
I guess they're waiting on, you know, toxicology.
They were just about to be married, right? They were coming up right on the wedding.
Yeah, so that's got to be, obviously, devastating to her in many, many ways. Denise Richards is following her 18-year-old daughter's example and joining OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
The former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star announced on Instagram that she'll be producing content on the adult site for $25 a month. The announcement comes just 1 week after Sammy Sheen joined the site. So
Sammy Sheen.
So Denise.
Well, when's Charlie going to join then at this point?
Now,
this is my nutsack.
There's no guarantee. If you're on OnlyFans, there is no guarantee whatsoever that it's going to be risque content.
No. In fact,
naked.
It started more as sort of a, like artists would put up stuff.
Yeah.
And there were comedians, and it was another sort of way to get through.
Yeah.
But now the perception is instantly it's a porn site.
Yep, exactly. Isn't it wild? Sorry if you hear the beeping in the background. They're actually driving vehicles inside of the room that we're in. These are trucks.
It's cool.
That they can pull inside of the expo center.
We should drive trucks around our studio.
I would love to do that sometime. Yeah. All right, so, Mike, the situation. Sorrentino, who in 2019 served time in federal prison for tax evasion, owes Uncle Sam $2.3 million in unpaid taxes over the course of 5 years.
How in the F do you go through that original run in prison for tax evasion and let it happen again?
Legal documents show that the 39-year-old Jersey Shore star's debt to the IRS, the debts are from 2010, 12, 13, 15, and 16.
I think the issue is he goes to H&R Mook.
That must be it. But it looks like he's on, like, you know, kind of the almost every other plan of actually paying his taxes.
Hi, come on!
He was hit with the tax lien in April, and a New Jersey clerk confirmed that it remains, open and outstanding. So his publicist said in a statement, Michael Sorrentino has been working diligently to comply with his current and past tax obligations, and he will continue to do so.
I'll do better.
After he and his brother pleaded guilty to filing falsified tax returns on nearly $9 million in January 2018, Sorrentino was handed an 8-month prison sentence in October of that year. And since then, he has become an outspoken advocate for Alcoholics Anonymous and welcomed 1-year-old son Romeo Rain Sorrentino.
Still not an advocate for good accounting.
So I guess, Steve, since they pleaded guilty in 2018, the ones that I had mentioned are from 2010, 12, 13, 15, and 16. I don't think he did it again. I think he just...
Oh, he saw this is still following through on the original series of crimes?
It's what it seems like, yeah. So
it's a little bit of nostalgia for him.
Yeah, right. Chelsea Handler is suing the lingerie company Third Love for breach of contract.
And I kind of see her point.
According to the lawsuit, the brand failed to fairly compensate her for an advertising campaign that had hired her to spearhead. The complaint filed in Superior Court of California Thursday states that both parties allegedly agreed upon a compensation of $1,060,000 plus expenses. However, the shoot was allegedly canceled at the 11th hour. The comedian believes that the creative team never obtained approval from its board of directors before making the agreement. Handler claims that Third Love refused to compensate her for the canceled shoot in violation of their agreement, despite repeated requests from the for the company to do so.
Did you hear her complaint, though? Her complaint was she went through all of this. She was dieting, and she went through it like a training regimen.
Right.
She said she was preparing for a superhero role because they were going to start taking pictures. And she says, like, I was starving myself in December, you know, and she's right. She was getting in shape for the shoot that never happened.
Yep. Married couple, actor Mandy Patinkin and Catherine Grody are getting a Showtime pilot based on their social media video.
Is it called Totally Grody?
No.
It should be.
The scripted comedy called Seasoned follows the delightfully tumultuous relationship and life of a successful, gregarious, deeply committed, slightly insane married couple played by Patinkin and Grody, roles that they have been rehearsing for the last 43 years. So they are getting their...
Will their daughter Gag Me With Her Spoon be in it as well?
Show, not that I know of. Totally Grody. Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin confirmed on his blog Thursday that Kit Harington will reprise his role for the upcoming Game of Thrones spinoff Snow. And he wrote that it was Kit Harington who brought the idea to us.
I need work.
Martin said, I cannot tell you the names of the writers and showrunners since that has not been cleared for release yet. But Kit brought them in too, his own team, and they are terrific. I hope this turns out to be a good show.
I think it should be he runs a ski school.
I mean, it's in the name.
Right?
Snow.
Absolutely.
Come on.
So what's the name? It's the ice... what's the guy that they, Walker, what's that guy,
Texas Ranger?
Walker told me.
Ice Walker, Texas Ranger?
The main villain that they ended up fighting.
Yeah. Jon Snow told me I have AIDS.
No, the Night King.
The Night King. I'm telling you,
Jon Snow told me I have AIDS.
Not to ruin anything, but they should have made her the Ice Queen at the end.
Like in Frozen?
Like in Frozen.
Like.
I like that.
And that, I mean, when that. The series ended, and don't get me wrong, I loved it all the way up to the end, but like I was expecting this one thing.
I'm
like,
Snow Queen?
This would be the perfect ending to the series.
Right.
Nobody called me, Steve, to this. Nobody said, hey.
Here
hey.
You are sitting there, cheese doodle dust on your fingers,
and none
of these high-powered execs are calling you.
How should we end this series? Because I thought it was a perfect ending to the series. The dragon should have carried her off, and then off in the distance.
And then they start a ski school.
You see, yeah. You know?
Do we have to think of everything?
Nah.
And then you hear the music. We go together like blabba blabba blabba, ding-a-ding-a-dong. Yeah, I see it. I see it now, Casey.
Yes.
It's a brilliant idea.
Maybe we're doing ski school, Game of Thrones, and Grease all in one.
It can't lose.
All right, just a couple more quick things. Netflix is teaming up with Robert Rodriguez to create a new family of spies. According to Deadline, the latest Spy Kids chapter... and as always, he pulls in big names.
I love the Spy Kids. I mean, well, they were fun.
I agree. Yeah.
I love the fact that it's Machete is like literally.
Yeah. The lovable uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there have been tons of top name actors that have been.
Stallone.
Stallone was in them. Yeah. Gina.
It was an honor.
Gina.
I was in Spy Kids. It was very good.
He played like 8 different characters in it as well. Yeah. So
he's in the new Guardians, too.
Gina Rodriguez, Zachary Levi, and Everly Carganella. Help me out, Stallone.
It's Emily Carganella.
Thank you. That's it. And newcomer.
Down the wingy dong. We go together like Carganella, giggly googloo.
Travolta and Stallone friends.
Giggly googly.
Yes. Actually, Stallone directed Travolta for Staying Alive. And then there was another movie they did. Staying Alive was horrible.
Yeah. Do you remember the cameo with Stallone?
They bumps into the street.
Bumped into me.
Hey, Kathy, sidebar conversation.
The dialogue was my favorite.
So, Kathy, did you see this video of this guy, I think it's a girl, who paints John Travolta's face on one side of her face and then Sandy on the other side and does a lip-syncing duet of Summer Nights?
Oh, my God, I love it.
Okay, I got to show it to you, and then we'll have
I want to see that. Did you see the orangutan in the golf cart?
I did, as a matter of fact.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
You like that?
It
like?
Made me laugh so hard. I mean, he looks like he's really going somewhere.
Like he's going to get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, or bananas.
That's right.
That he's a monkey.
It would make more sense. Absolutely. All right. Anyhow, they're going to have a new Spy Kids, and it's going to be through Netflix. So some other big names will be announced down the road.
There you go. Look at this. I can't take it. I'm going to piss myself.
This, for those who haven't seen it, this is the music that plays while the orangutan is driving the...
It's one of the most chill, funny videos you'll ever see.
But, all right, so I can't find the original now. They've done like a gazillion remixes of it. And you type in orangutan driving golf cart or whatever. And
you can't find it with Dreams?
I can't find the one with Dreams. That is the best one by far.
But it's a total ripoff of the guy drinking the Ocean Spray cranberry.
Right. It is.
But I don't care.
No, I agree. All right. Anyhow. We have movies opening this weekend that we need to mention. Here we go. Opening this weekend, Elvis finally hits the silver screen.
That's right, man.
It's a biography drama starring Austin Butler, Tom Hanks, Helen Thompson. The film explores the life and music of Elvis Presley, seen through the prism of his complicated relationship with his enigmatic manager, Colonel Tom Parker. And the story delves into the complex dynamic between Presley and Parker spanning over 20 years. From Presley's rise to fame to his unprecedented stardom against a backdrop of the evolving cultural landscape and loss of innocence in America. 2 hours and 39 minutes long. Pretty chunky time.
Yeah, it's a big story. Oh.
PG-13, wide theater release, Rotten Tomatoes. It was 81%. So that's a good score.
I'm a Baz Luhrmann fan, I have to say. A lot of people don't quite dig his approach, like in the Great Gatsby movie that he did. He uses some contemporary music and gets very creative with the camera. Some people think it's excessive, but I like it. I like what he ends up with.
Yep, absolutely. By the way, Rodney, we're going to check in with Brent when we're done with the when we play the clips. We're not going to have to do it next. We're not going to kick it. Okay.
We're not going to do it.
We're not going to.
They had a problem with the monkey.
All right.
Stallone is our new engineer.
Thank you.
Rodney and Stallone.
All right. The Black Phone also opens this weekend. It's a horror film starring Ethan Hawke, Mason Thames, and Madeleine McGraw. I don't know if it's Thames or Thames, so that's why I said it that way. The plot is Finney, a shy but clever 13-year-old boy, is abducted by a sadistic killer and trapped in a soundproof basement where screaming is of little use. When a disconnected phone on the wall begins to ring, Finney discovers that he can hear the voices of the killer's previous victims, and they are dead set on making sure that what happened to them doesn't happen to Finney. Ooh.
So this is the writer-director who did Sinister, which I love.
I don't know that movie.
It's the Ethan Hawke is in it as well. He plays a Steve.
Oh, yeah, he finds the films.
Yes.
In the house that they move into, and it's from a serial killer,
and
right?
And he's the evil guy in this now.
Wow, yeah. Okay. It's an hour and 42 minutes, rated R. That's an interesting concept where the haunted entities are the good guys. It's
trying to help. Yeah.
Okay.
But
wow.
But they say that Hawke's performance is just sensational. They're saying this is the creation of a new Freddy Krueger, a new.
Wow.
That powerful.
Rated R, wide theater release, Rotten Tomatoes, 87%. So a big one.
Okay.
And then the last one is Marcel the Shell with Shoes. Comedy animation stars Jenny Slate, Rosa Salazar, Thomas Mann. Marcel is an adorable 1-inch tall shell who ekes out a colorful existence with his grandmother Connie and their pet Lint.
Your pet is actually Lint.
Oh, my God.
This thing is adorable. I swear, have fun with it because it's really cute. It's shown up in a whole bunch of different... Like, they spliced it into other animated movies.
It's stop motion mixed with live action. It looks really great.
And Jenny Slate is terrific as the voice. I highly recommend it.
Once part of a sprawling community of shells, they now live alone as the sole survivors of a mysterious tragedy. But when a documentary filmmaker discovers them amongst the clutter of his Airbnb,
The short film he posts online brings Marcel millions of passionate fans, as well as unprecedented dangers and new hope at finding his long-lost family. Hour and a half long, rated PG, theater release, Rotten Tomatoes, 100%.
There you go.
You got to see it, Nick?
No, but I've seen the shorts before and the trailer, and it looks really cute. I definitely want to see this.
No, absolutely.
All right, clips.
Absolutely.
Let's do the clips. Here we go. All right, we are going to start here. Kevin Hart plays a New York City man named Ted, who ends up being confused as a hitman. As a hitman in the movie The Man from Toronto. And in this clip, he explains why people should not teddy things. All right, hit it, Jason.
I would say the biggest thing you should not do is probably teddy things, which is the traditional lapse in judgment and trial and error of making simple things just bad things. That's something that you should not do. Avoid the simple problems.
What the f***? The Man from Toronto can now be streamed on Netflix, and here's our next clip. After 10-plus years, Mike Judge returns to voice and create the new film Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. In this clip, he explains how the rock band Portugal the Man, along with the movie idea, convinced him to make the infamous character's return. Here we go. Clip.
The band Portugal the Man asked me to do this thing to introduce them at Coachella, and I just gave it a try and listened back and thought, I still sound like Beavis and Butthead. I don't know how many more years I have where my voice will still sound like that, and it's fun to do, and then that combined with having this particular idea seemed like it would just be fun to do.
There you go. Again, he said that's fun to do twice.
97% on Rotten Tomatoes, believe it or not, Preston.
Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe can now be streamed on Paramount Plus.
And by the way, I love Portugal the Man. They have an album that came out in 2017 called Woodstock. Listen to the whole album. It's great. As a matter of fact, we played a track on our show because it sounded like Manthe.
Yo.
And you did a really, really funny riff on like Snortort.
That's where we got Snortort.
Yeah.
Snortort, Snortort.
Yeah.
We're going to need to do, and Nick brought it up, going through our archive of sounds and drops and explain origins because I've forgotten half of them.
All right. With that wrap, I've been told that I think we're going to check in with Brent Porsche via the phone. We were trying to get an engineering microphone set up, but in lieu of that, we're at least going to talk to Brent. So, Jason, if you could pull him up, we will see if we can get him live at Live Casino Philadelphia. Hey, Brent Porsche, you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning, everybody.
Hey. Nice to have you on, sir. And this is our first two-location blood drive, and thank you for being there to cover the coverage, if you will.
Yeah.
My pleasure. So happy to be here. This is my second year coming down to here at Live Casino. And if you're parking in the parking garage, every level that you get off at the parking garage, it tells you that the blood drive is on level 2. So we're inside the event center. So if this is your first time coming down to the Live Casino here in South Philadelphia, we got signs all over the place. So you have an easy chance to find us. We have all sorts of cool shirts. I think you guys have outdone yourself this year with the Preston and Steve logoed blood drive T-shirts. I'm wearing my my Preston and Steve rock and roll T-shirt from a couple years ago that you guys did when we were over at the Fillmore. We also got the tote bags courtesy of Window Nation. And while we're here at Live Casino, they're also giving us Live Casino Hotel coffee mugs while we're down here.
Whoa, that's nice.
We have Everfresh juices and waters and cookies and everything. And we got a handful of people that are waiting in line and ready to come in and donate blood for the I Believe for Presidency blood drive.
Brett, we've got munchkins over here, so that's our perk, which is nice. But listen, that's cool. And we're... Excuse me. We're just getting started with the donors coming in. I can see that they're right now. There's no waiting because everybody is at their stations where they're giving their information and doing their screening and all that good stuff. So and this is our first time, you know, obviously doing the live broadcast. So it's kind of we got to see the setup and all. And have you got your donors coming in? Because I think it started at 7 for you guys as well. Right, Brett?
Yep, we have about 6 or 7 people that have already gone through the sign-up process, and they're waiting for their their doc to come over and grab them and bring them over to the table, and I think that blood is going to be flowing soon.
So, again, it's great because there's two locations, as you said, Preston, that wherever you're going, you have the opportunity to drop by. Now, obviously, you had to make the appointments in advance. Now the key is to make sure that if you did make the appointment, you get out and honor it. We'd really love to see you out at these locations. I know, Preston, we're going to go over after this and check out the other location, and then we have to remind people, Pierre's going to be here doing his show as well.
Yeah,
so it's going to go all day. Yeah,
so we'll have full on coverage. It's cool. What time are you there till, Brent?
I'm here till about 8 o'clock, and then I'll pass the baton over to King Dracula spelled backwards.
Excellent. Oh, he'll be in his heyday with all that blood around, man.
He's great.
All right, Brent, we'll check back in with you before you are done there for the day. So thanks for the heads up, man.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right, Brent Port.
Yay!
We got coverage all over the place.
It's great.
We're in the western burbs, and we're in the city, and we're doing what we can to, just really fill up those reserves for the Red Cross.
Here's the deal. In the year that we had the actual record breaker for the largest donation, you were here in spirit, but not here physically.
Yes.
This time around, we adjusted a few things, so we didn't lose the people who left the area on the weekend. We tried to put everything in place. I think we have a good shot. Don't want to put any, predictions. Yeah. But I think we could do it.
I feel a record year.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. So, all right, anyhow, hopefully we're going to see you this morning. If you do come by, we've got our broadcast here. If you're one of our donors, then you'll pop in and see what we're doing. But make sure you wave and say hello if you get a chance. And we just love that this is happening today on a
yes.
Friday morning. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back in a moment with more from the I Bleed for Presidency Blood Drive. Stay with us on this lovely Friday.
Get the latest on the world's greatest rock and roll band, the Rolling Stones, on WMMR.com. Find out which deep tracks they've been playing on tour, why they had to postpone a few shows, and read our list of the Stones' live albums ranked. Click Rock News on WMMR.com.
Thank you to everybody who has sent me the orangutan driving the golf cart to Fleetwood Mac. The original video. Actually, the original video without the music is kind of boring.
Yeah.
It's neat, but you add that to it, and then it makes it happen.
I didn't see it.
You haven't seen it?
No.
It's so great.
It's wonderful. Okay,
right. It's just one of those where you're like, okay, I'm going to spend a minute or two watching this because it'll do me good.
Because the orangutan looks so cash.
Like, he's got his hand up. Like a person.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever see a person with, like, driving with their window down, their hands, like, kind of, like, out the window? Like,
yeah, a little carefree.
Yeah. One hand on the steering wheel.
Just getting where I'm going. That's all there is to it. Well, anyhow, thank you. I appreciate that because I will watch that leading into the weekend. So I saw this article that I thought was kind of interesting, and I wanted to pose this to you guys, or at least throw this out there for a chit-chat. I don't know if this will turn into the junk drawer or not.
Or are you the chit-chatterer?
I'm the chit-chatterer.
Yes. Another one.
I'm not sure if it's junk.
No, he's not sure. He's not sure. He's conflicted.
We'll see what this
is. He's the conflicterer.
So anyhow, this is about something to think about after you have an argument with your significant other. 3% of 1,000 serious couples surveyed in a new YouGov poll said that they never argue. 3% of couples. But at the other end, 8% said they argue every day.
No.
Ooh.
That's no way to live.
Yeah. The biggest percentage was 16%, and it was a tie between those who say they argue multiple times a year and those who argue once a year or less.
All right. So on average, in a given week, how many times do you argue with Rochelle?
In a week, probably none.
Same with me.
You know what I mean?
It's a rarity.
Yeah, it would have to really, like,
I never argue with Rochelle.
Like what I would call an argument.
I've never gotten in an argument with Rochelle, and that's why we belong together.
Yeah. I, as far as, like, what I would call an argument.
Right.
Now, there are things that, she pissed me off.
Right.
This, whatever.
Why did you put this in the sink is not an argument.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
When a full-blown argument, man.
You got to go OJ.
Maybe I mean, what do you argue over?
Something like that. What's that?
I mean, what do you argue over? Like,
at this point.
Yeah, I mean, just in general.
His,
right?
His girlfriend.
No, it's the same three things all the time. Arguments are money,
sex or children.
Yeah. Right?
I think, right? On the child,
you had with the hook.
Yeah. Yes. She was expensive, yeah. And now the bank account is empty.
This kid doesn't look anything like me. I can't even pass him
off. Well, that knocks out all three of them. You get mad about the money you have to pay for the kid that you have with the hooker that you had sex with.
Overpaid the hooker and didn't wear a condom.
Yeah. I mean, just generally speaking, like, there are indications early on in a relationship that this is how it's going to be, right? So, like, I remember dating somebody who, and I really, you know, it was a really good person, you know, so I'm not trying to, like, knock the human being.
But you weren't meant to be together.
She just sort of felt like it was her right to always be, like, mad at me. Do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
I completely know, because we've had this discussion where people who are, I'm just busting chops.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. That's not something I enjoy. I don't enjoy that contention.
Right.
And so Claire and I rarely ever, if it's something, you know, we'll get into it. But we've also gotten better at, like, we'll break, go to our corners, and we'll revisit this.
Yeah. My wife and
we cooler heads prevail.
We don't argue. Like, we really don't. I'm not just saying this but, like, we don't argue. Now, we have gotten in fights. I don't. I put my hands down.
And she punches me,
and that's not fine.
Do you get into, no. You don't get into, like,
The last argument or fight that we got into was
over Game of Thrones.
2 Novembers ago.
Okay. Over what? Do you remember?
I was dishonest.
Okay.
I was dishonest. I got caught in a lie.
All right.
And I got caught in a lie, and I had to pay the piper, you know? And, like, it was as simple as that. And then I used it as a teaching moment for my children, because they knew that my wife was mad at me. And I say, guys, I lied to your mom.
I have not been to Skylab.
I've never been. No, but...
And it's funny, if I may, how the arguments change during the or can change. I can only go from my own experience.
Yeah.
The evolution of the relationship, because when Rochelle and I were in the early days of our relationship, I remember one of the biggest arguments we got into is our first apartment we lived in together. And so we would keep the cookie sheets, the pans, in the oven itself. Okay, so that was the storing space for them.
Oh, I remember this.
And I had the habit of turning on the oven without looking in there first and taking the pans out, and the oven would heat up. And I remember one time she said to me, this is the worst curse she's ever thrown at me. She looked at me and she goes, "How effing stupid are you?" And I'm like, I didn't ruin them. They're made to be put
in the oven.
They're not going to get hurt. And it was a screaming match back and forth. And it was, in hindsight, it's hilarious.
We got that in the moment. How long did it last?
We were pissed at each other for a couple of days, you know. I mean, it was...
Oh, ice storm. I love walking into an ice storm.
Uh-oh. And that's... and we have had some champion runs, Claire and I, in the early years on long...
Yeah.
Like, we're just basically ships that pass the night.
Yeah.
However, we got past that. The big precedent, you think about the stupidity of those early fights. This was an early one. I always got nervous putting on parties or gatherings because I'm like, my thing is, what if people don't have a good time?
Right.
What I didn't realize is if you provide booze and food,
they'll always have
you're
fun.
Good to go.
Yeah.
And so Claire knows this, and she's, of course, smart, and I'm a moron. And so we got into a big thing. Now it's routinely we will throw these big get-togethers. We got it now.
Yeah.
And it's like I feel like such an idiot. But in those moments... You know, those things get away from you, but those are few and far between, not these every other day or multiple times a day.
Yep.
Preston, has Rochelle since learned that that's not where you keep the cookie sheets?
Well, in her defense, it was in an apartment, and we didn't have much storage space for the stuff in the kitchen. So as far as what people argue about, and Nick named a couple of these things, the top thing named, actually... was tone of voice or attitude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say, I'm like, that's why, like, we, like, this is the indications early on in a relationship. It's like, you know, like, dude, I'm sorry. Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah,
I won't talk to you like that, and you don't talk to me like that. And if anybody talks to you in a tone or a way that you don't like, then either tell them never again or go find another relationship with somebody else who's going to treat you right.
What you need to learn is the way people process things. Mm-hmm. I would say, like Preston, it would be like this. I put the cookie trays in the oven. You'd say it at that tone.
Yeah. Right.
Claire would hear that as yelling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So in other words, and her truth is her truth. So the onus was on me to be, sweetheart, mm-hmm. to bring it down.
Yeah.
And so because it doesn't matter the way I hear it. It's the way she's receiving it. And so once I got cool with that, I realized what I consider yelling.
I know. The same way. Yeah. And I've heard people recount.
Right.
And somewhere when I've been and I've seen the exchange, they go, well, they started yelling at me.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anyone yelling.
But if Claire's hearing yelling, that's all I need to know.
Right. There's an old therapy saying is it's how it lands on you.
That's it.
And Steve, you're non-yelling, which is in your tone, if you had said something like that to me, I wouldn't have perceived it as yelling. But like Claire did, because that's how it landed on her. And Casey, you and I have talked about this many times, but it's often not what you say, but it's how you say it. Mm-hmm. You know, and so if you say something in a tone where somebody interprets it that way and that's how it lands on them, that's how it lands on them.
Do you know what also one of the absolute big things is, I think we've all done therapy at some point, right? You talk to a therapist. It's a good thing to do, especially gives you a third opinion, is also the question. Asking questions can cause issues.
Yeah.
And I've learned that. Like, in other words, instead of ask support, and don't interrogate.
So, you know, it's funny, Steve, because I've heard you talk about that. It's not like, all right, you can ask a question, but you're asking it the wrong way. So right. I will, you know, so like when it comes to, let's say, if the dogs have been fed.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I need to ask a question, not in an accusatory manner.
Should I feed the dogs?
Should I feed the dogs?
Yeah.
And I will catch myself asking a question a way that I'm like, oh, this might sound argumentative, you know? And I'm like,
yeah.
And that's not how I mean it. I just need to know if I should go get the dog food right now, not telling you, hey.
Should I expect a handy?
Right. But it also depends on the tone, because if he goes, oh, should I feed the dogs?
You seem like a good guy.
Preston, there's a text that came in, and I think it sums it up pretty well. It just says, it's always the woman's fault.
Oh.
And I think it's fairly accurate.
Kathy, you can agree.
But what if it's a male-male relationship?
Yep. Still the woman.
Still,
Who's ever the submissive?
Still Kathy's fault.
All right, so but besides the tone of voice or attitude being the number one thing that people argue about, second was money, and Nick had mentioned that. 28% after that, though, said, 26% communication styles.
That's it's unbelievably critical. And you know what? Don't die on that hill or that battle. Thinking about the way you communicate, you can get past so much if you you're not jumping through hoops.
Yeah.
You just have to realize, has anything ever caught you weird where someone did not have the intention of hurting your feelings at all? Realize you can do it as well to other people.
Yeah, my buddy just texted me. He goes, my wife says I'm not allowed to talk to her in my teacher voice.
I've said that. Have you stop talking to me like I'm one of your students.
Oh really?
Oh, yeah.
You know what always really goes over well is when you tell somebody to calm down.
Or ask them if they're on their period.
What are you, on the rag?
No, the best is, I think you owe me an apology.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Should I be expecting an apology?
So the rest of the top 10, as far as arguments, subjects were household chores. That's definitely one that has crept into my world.
Would you say you're in a groove now? You seem to indicate there's a clear delineation on who's handling what.
Yeah.
All right.
We have an idea. Yeah,
likewise with me.
Yep. Relationships with immediate and extended family is also a big rub.
You know what? We are blessed. My dad lives in Dallas, and my mom passed away, and our family's all scattered. So Claire gets along with everybody, but her family's wonderful, so we don't have any issues like that. I don't think
you're blessed because they live far away.
Well, I would no. We see them all the time, and they're great. So I get along with them. In fact, Claire always jokes they like me more than her. But when you're in a situation where you're bound by family that you don't get along with, or in-laws, that classic in-law, mother-in-law dynamic, I assume that's got to be a nightmare.
But her family's in New York, right?
Yes.
Okay, so...
They're not on the same block.
To Kathy and Nick, though, that's far away. Casey.
Yeah, me as well.
And you as
One
well.
Nick, yeah.
And Marissa, too. Mine are far away as well, and Rochelle and I love that.
Yeah.
Well,
love
when they can't just stop over.
Yes. Right.
No, like, I see that. That means far away.
You into whatever family drama. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Yeah.
My mom does the stop by.
And unannounced?
The unannounced stop by.
Oh, really?
I love my mother more than anything, but, oh, man. Well, you know, I don't love her more than anything. I probably love a few other things more than I love her. But I love my mom a lot.
Yeah.
But, man, but it's one of those things where, Steve, you talk about communication. I had to say to my mom at one point, hey, just text, call in advance. And she accepted it, but it took a little bit of communication, you know?
Yeah, and then don't ever answer those texts.
See, I guess I just don't have the unannounced stop by that.
Because she lives with you.
No, I'm not talking about my
Your unannounced stop by is a broom handle on the floor.
But it doesn't, the idea of it doesn't bother me at all. Like when I hear about it and hear about people complaining about it, I just, for some reason, it just, the thought of it does not bother me.
What if it was Diane's family?
I don't think it would bother me. Okay. No.
No, that's fine. It doesn't have to be the case. To me, I always think on a general level, in any situation, you don't just stop by. I would never go and just stop by someone's house. I would either call or say, would you want to get together or whatever. I hate it. Yeah. I hate when I'm sitting there with, you know, my pudding and someone comes to the front. I'm like, what do you want? And I'm always pleasant. But I, you know, even somebody, the occurrence of the door-to-door salesman has diminished dramatically. So the people we get coming to the door are either asking us if we want to change our energy, our electricity supplier, or a water project, or something like that, or a candidate.
And by the way, if you are that person, and I'm looking at you through the window next to my door, and I'm giving you the no, walk the freak away, okay?
I don't even go to the door, like with the cameras.
Oh, I have to.
Stuff,
those are my dogs. I have to.
I will
I don't
go.
Even go,
Kathy. I go. I'll always say this. I appreciate what you're doing, and so on and so forth. We're not interested. The ones that keep tenaciously hanging on, that's when I have to do a throat pump.
By the way, okay, this is a side topic, but I want to head down this path for a second because we get them all the time, and it's either your cable or internet service,
right,
or exterminators, you know, and stuff like that, or lawn
tree care. Service.
But I almost always get the same routine. Open the door. Hey, how are you? Wow, great house. By the way.
Oh yeah.
Like don't they always start with how beautiful your house is?
I bet you have a huge penis.
Well, hey,
look at that. I can see that bulge from here. Congratulations.
Oh my God, that looks like a handful. Well, anyway, would you like some exterminating service?
Yes.
You know what I like though, because I really don't answer the door when they leave a note. The ones that look like it's handwritten, but it's not. It's just.
Oh, dude.
I appreciate that. I'm like, you know what? Me to look.
You're a sucker.
I got one from Jehovah's Witness in the mail. My wife's like, you got a letter. And it was almost like, who's sending you a letter? And I was like, I don't know who's sending me a letter. And then I open up the letter, and it's freaking Jehovah's Witness.
Dear Casey, have a great time burning in hell.
Yeah. All right. So, Kathy, you'll see them you hear the doorbell, you go, you see them, you just don't answer.
I do. I can hear. I look on my phone on the Ring apps.
There you go.
I don't even go to the door for them to see that I'm home. There's cars in the driveway. I'm sure they know I'm there. But no, if I don't know the person, I'm not opening the door.
And I guess now with the Ring doorbell, it's since you've got that insulator, you can just go. You can because you can talk. To him, right? Go, no, get out of here.
No, thank you.
You could.
No.
You know what you should be able to do? You should be able to do sound effects through that and like a shotgun rack. Like a.
Like, oh,
when they see you looking through the window and you don't open the door or at least acknowledge.
I
always perceive, and listen, you guys are all right with what you're doing. I always perceive someone's paying them to do this thing. They're probably getting doors slammed in their face all the time.
All the time.
So I try to be pleasant.
I am pleasant.
Yeah.
But I'm also holding back two rabid dogs. Did you see the video
that
I put on my dog will jump all the way up where his head is at the top of the door jamb.
Yeah.
So I got him point to them and go, the dogs, I can't. Sorry.
Right? Well, I shouldn't have to.
Well,
right?
Do like a Mr. Burns, unleash the house.
Yeah.
Well, I do. There's one thing I will throw around the radio thing just a little bit because if they say, hey, we're, you know, I'm with an exterminator company or whatever, I say, I go, look, I got a deal. I got a price that you can't beat.
Yeah.
I go,
I do that too.
I get it for free.
Yeah.
And they just go, Oh, okay. And then they leave, and that's it.
Listen,
that's all there is
I'm
to
a major broadcaster and kind of a superstar. My time is very valuable. You'd be wise to leave me alone. I have pudding to finish.
I'm a Hall of Famer.
I don't appreciate that they're coming to my home to sell me something unsolicited. I'm like, no.
I hear you.
This is where I go to get away from that.
Yep.
So leave, please. And I'm kind.
We have these digital.
I don't. You're not hearing me. I don't want you.
Well, when they won't take no for an answer, when you've tried to every which way to be under... But that again, that's the rarity. And again, back to the original point, when relatives come over, you can't use that. I'm not interested.
Well, it's awkward.
When your mother-in-law comes over, I'm not interested.
Right. It's awkward. A little awkward now, too, I think, if, like, a door-to-door salesman comes. Like, it's happening less and less. They are still out there, like you said, the lawn service, tree service. But to me, it's just, it's awkward now.
How come there are no door-to-door salesmen that sell doors?
Right.
There are.
Are there?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, because, like, you know, window siding, doors, like all that. Yeah.
I guess so.
And generally, like, when somebody is having work done in the neighborhood, they'll send people around. Hey, you probably notice your neighbor down the street.
Your neighbor's getting a hysterectomy.
I told you guys about the time a kid came by, and he was probably in junior high or whatever, middle school, and was selling magazine subscriptions to something. This is back when that was more prominent.
A big thing, yeah.
And I go, no thanks. And he goes, really?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Like,
dude. Yeah, really.
When I was your age, I was selling drugs.
Yes, come on.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what I was thinking about yesterday was when we had Art Alexakis in, and Ian talked about having MS. Like, we used to do the MS readathon every single year, and there were so many times during the school year that we had some sort of fundraising. I went all through my neighborhood, and I never see any of that anymore.
No, and it's probably
probably because it's digital now.
Also, you're sending kids out, and you don't know what the hell's out there. On a safety sake, it's probably better that that's the case. But again, going to the original point, you can't ignore your relatives on the Ring doorbell.
No,
correct.
Yeah.
All right. So other things that relationships that people get in arguments about regularly, according to this article, besides the extended family stopping by, amount of quality time spent together. 17%. Life decisions. 15%.
That's big.
And health or lifestyle decisions as well.
I think that all is in one big stew of big decisions.
Yep. I kind of.
Decisions.
No, I kind of agree with you on that. But like health and lifestyle decisions, especially if you. Now, so there's a. That you can take that to an extreme, like in the movie This Is 40, where all he wants to do is have some donuts. He wants to indulge a little bit.
And a muffin.
It's completely changing their entire... She has taken it upon herself to change the diet of
everything.
The entire family.
Yeah.
And that can be a bit much if somebody tries to control what everybody in the family is going to be eating. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, that's also a blessing, too, since we've always, since we've known each other, exercised and endeavored. We both, if it's something one is doing, the other one's kind of doing it, too.
Yeah,
so
that way, too.
If we make a change, it's
easier.
We get it. Yep. Yeah.
Preston, can we go back to the chores real quick? Because I have a question for you, and it's a burn in my memory. The one time you posted on Instagram where the trash just kept getting more and more filled.
Yes.
But I forget how that endeavor ended for your family.
I ended up having to give a mild hint for them to take it out. It got so bad, and I was just going to let it wait, see how bad this gets before somebody would actually take the initiative to take the trash.
Where was his trash can?
It was in the kitchen.
In the kitchen. It was just overflowing beyond all reason.
Ended up on the counter. Yeah. People just threw stuff on the floor.
And you made an experiment out of it.
Yes, and I documented it. I was taking pictures of it every day, and it got so bad that I was just like, I wonder why I keep taking pictures of this, you know, or something like that. And they eventually took it out. But I mean, like, just failure. Complete failure.
I see that, and it makes me feel so much better about the situation in my household. And it's straight out of the Simpsons. There was a Simpsons episode where the trash was piling up, and then it was almost like Jenga. You know, whoever put it on the top, and if it fell, that person then had to take the trash out. But to me, I'm like... At a certain point, like, why doesn't anybody, myself included, take it upon themselves to just push the trash down, you know, take the trash bag out, throw it away, and then, you know?
Yep. It's everywhere. It's not just you. Except in Kathy's house.
But I cannot relate. I swear I can't relate to this. Like, and maybe it's because there's less people. Like, I don't know, but it's just...
That's my situation. There's only two people in the house. I've got to do it.
Well, either that or it's your hardcore training. I whip them
yep. if they don't...
What's your name, Peppa? Yeah.
But how far does the trash have to get up for you guys to...
Mine's in a drawer. You can't even see it. It gets pushed in. So at some point, you're not going to be able to close
the drawer. I cannot stand the recyclable. And I bought an extra large recyclable bin. I can't stand when it's... If I can see it up towards the top, I immediately go out and throw it out.
Because mine's in a drawer as well. And I think the rule should be that if you go to roll the trash can back in...
And something falls.
Or something hits the top of the thing.
You're up.
It's your turn.
Yeah. No, agreed. There you go. That is indicated that it is now your turn.
If it doesn't smoothly go back in, you got to take the trash
out. I should go into people's homes and train them. Yeah. I could do that if you want.
You could definitely start a service. Well, anyhow, that's one of the big ones. That's one of the in the top 10 as far as arguments in the household goal.
Yeah. No, this all makes sense, this list. You could combine a few of those subjects, but I think it's all pretty accurate.
Yep. So interesting, worth chit-chatting about.
You know what?
The chit-chatterer.
Like, people change their lifestyles. People can learn to be charitable, like today.
Yes, exactly.
And
here.
They are. I bet you these people don't fight with their significant others.
I bleed for President Steve Blood Drive, and we've got people in the recovery area who are having their juice, and they're having their cookies, and they're getting revitalized and getting ready to get back out into the world. There's a young lady sitting over there. There's no way you're donating blood, are you? I didn't think so. How old are you? Hold up your hands. How old are you? You're 10 years old.
10?
Okay.
10?
Thank you for being here. Is your mom or dad here or something like that? There you go.
There's your dad
right over there. Or your mom? Okay. All right, very good. Well, thank you for being here, for your support. Bring your kids for their support.
Teach them how to be generous and to give.
Yeah, so we've got spaces filling up. I see, looking right down the row from where we are, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, just sitting right there, 8 people lying on tables donating. It's starting to fill up. So,
by the way,
I love seeing this.
Massive kudos. You can't believe the amount of phlebotomists, right? Yeah. That they're bringing in, the amount of people that have to come work extra hours to be a part of this. But everyone contributes, and they're always so pleasant and so cool in processing people through. And, you know, let's see what we can do today.
Yeah, 2 separate locations. We are here at the Expo Center at Oaks, and we are also at Live Casino. Steve and I are stopping by there after this today.
Yes, yeah.
When we're done doing the show. But on the scene now is Brent Porsche, who we will check in with in a little bit. And then Jackie Bam Bam is going to be there.
Excellent.
The vampire in a perfect place for it. We're going to check in with him now, Case? I think let's do it in the next segment. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right, so we'll take a break. We'll come back with a bizarre file, and we'll see how Brent is doing. So stay with us, and we appreciate you being a part of the I Believe in President Steve Blood Drive. We'll be back in a moment.
Get social with Preston and Steve. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. And coming soon to OnlyFans.
I'm kidding.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, before we go to the bizarre file, we're going to check in at Live Casino one more time with Brent Porsche, who is about to call it a day. He got there early this morning and has been there for the beginning of this. So we're going to have a series of the MMR staff members working their way through both locations. Brent there, then Jackie Bam Bam, then Sarah Parker here. When we're done with our show, Pierre Robert will be doing his live show.
So Pierre's done he did once on the weekend, came in maybe twice, and did a live shift. He's going to be doing his regular shift here, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So let's check in now. Brent Porsche, hey, man, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. It's Brent Porsche and Jackie Bam Bam.
Oh, two of you together.
There's a smorgasbord of blood over here. I would not miss this for the world.
Nice. All right, tell me, Brent, could you hear Jackie jingling as he came walking into to the facility?
I was kind of expecting him screaming coming up the escalator as he was coming into the hallway here, and I didn't hear him. He's got his big mummer's hat on, so you can't miss him, but I figured he would be a whole lot louder coming into the event center here.
We got to
get
Jackie next year to dress as Florence Nightingale.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be perfect?
That would be perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. As a nurse for this event, that'd be excellent. So, Brent, how are things going as far as, you know, people moving in and out this morning?
I got to tell you, every single table is full right now. We got a line of people. They're waiting. They're moving them in and they're moving them out. They're moving them over to the table. They're enjoying their cookies and their goodies. And, of course, the free T-shirts and the tote bag, thanks to Window Nation, and the mugs that they're giving us here at Live Casino. So everybody's smiling. Everybody's happy to be here. They're excited to start the weekend. And they're getting some free stuff while they're doing it for a good cause as well. So we're having a great time down here.
Keep in mind, there's stuff to do for those who come to either location because you're there at Live Casino. You can go down, play some blackjack, whatever, when you're done. Here, right next to where we are at the Expo Center, is this Too Many Games convention that's going
it's
on.
Huge. It's huge. Video games, everything.
Yeah, it's a gamers convention. So, you know, if you want to make a day out of it, you can do that.
And Kathy said she's going to play craps later on. So that's...
That's a sight to behold.
Yeah. When she runs one of those games, it's great.
Excellent. All right. Well, Brent, what are you getting into this weekend, buddy?
I'll be at Pussifer tonight at the Met. I'm going to be working 3 to 7 tomorrow afternoon, and then I'm heading to the stadium tour at Pierce Good Citizen Bank Park with my partner in crime, Jackie Bam Bam.
Wow. You guys are all over the place, as always. We're going to talk to Brett Michaels a little bit later on, actually in about a half hour, about the show tomorrow night, which should be cool. But listen, Brett, thank you so much for doing that, for being down there, man. We appreciate the support.
Jackie, tag, you're it.
I'm here. I'm ready to go.
All right, awesome.
All right, Jackie, we'll check in with you a little bit later on just to get an update on how things are going. But thank you, Brent. We'll take it from here. But we appreciate you guys being there. So there you go. Jackie Bam Bam, Brent Porsche, doing what they're doing.
I love Jackie.
We need to do the bizarre file. I want to do this now so we can stay on time for our guest, which is coming out in the next segment. So, Jason, if you would, please.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you by Sequoia Outback. Save on decking, railing, grills, and patio furniture during Sequoia's annual 4th of July sale. It's going on now on Route 309 in Hatfield or at decksupplies.com. Where do we begin? All right, I've never seen this before. A California woman was surprised to find two bears had been fighting in her garage after checking her home security camera.
It's insane footage.
So they broke out in a brawl inside of her garage.
It's the way you talk to her.
Yeah.
What you say.
It's not what you say. I felt you were yelling at me.
Lisa Quick of South Lake Tahoe said that she awoke to the sound of growling. Her security camera captured two bears charging at one another from opposite ends of her garage. Oh, man.
I mean, they are wailing on each other.
Yeah, she said the bears often visit her property, but it's unclear from the video how exactly the animals made it into that space. A couple who thought that they were helping a scared kitten actually took in a wild bobcat.
Oh, my God.
True Rescue, an animal rescue organization in Tennessee, said that the couple had rushed to its door saying that a kitten had run up on its back deck and needed an emergency placement. Rescuers said that they knew immediately the animal was not a domestic cat, but a bobcat.
You've had about 3 or 4 stories like this where people make that mistake, whether it be a bear and a dog. It's crazy.
Yeah. Rescuers said that the kitten's larger head, huge paws and claws, and its fur, along with funny growling noises it made, were key indicators that this animal was no domestic kitten.
Years ago, my neighbor, we were kids, but he found what he thought was a puppy. It was a killer whale, Preston.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It was a killer whale.
It's an innocent mistake.
Was it Pacific Northwest?
It was a Pacific Northwest killer whale.
After an exam, the bobcat was taken to the Walden's Puddle, a wildlife rescue organization. True Rescue said that under normal circumstances, people should not remove baby wildlife from its environment.
No.
And bobcats are the most common and widely distributed wildcat in North America. Well, this is pretty messed up. Playing siblings or dating just got a whole lot more complicated for one couple who recently found out that they may share the same father. Although it's interesting, they're both girls. Carly and Mercedes, who had been dating for 2 years, reveal they might be half-siblings after finding out their mothers had relations with the same man.
So I'm judging by the name that they're strippers.
No, I don't think so. But the pair, who also have an OnlyFans account with the handle Not Your Average Sisters, shared the unsettling news in a clip that has been viewed over 6 million times on TikTok, leaving their followers desperately urging them to get DNA testing. And the message on TikTok said, when you find out 2 years into dating that your moms both slept with the same guy. That's the captain. Then they asked, should they take a DNA test? A lot of people are saying they should. But it's interesting because, you know, the concern about family members is inbreeding.
Right.
The things that
but
come
this,
with that.
This would not affect them.
I guess not, right?
Yes.
And
it makes for,
I know.
For a heck of an OnlyFans page.
It does. Wow. Austin Harriff, a 25-year-old man awaiting trial for the two murders and attempted murder that he committed when he was a college student, will likely be able to use an insanity plea. So when I tell you this story, you'll remember this.
Okay.
In August 2016, Harriff was in a restaurant with his father. He left the table, the building, and maybe his right mind as he ran into a nearby neighborhood and attacked John and Michelle Stevens in their garage with a machete.
Oh, I know this story.
Then he attacked a neighbor who was trying to intervene. When police arrived on the scene, he was eating the face of John Stevens.
This was a bath salt thing, wasn't it?
Well, that's what we thought. Additionally, he had stripped naked and drank several products that he found in the garage. Investigators did not find drugs in his system.
Oh, man.
But in two hearings earlier this week, one of the central questions was he experiencing a psychosis from withdrawal from drugs that he had been on over the years? The hearing had been called by the defense, and attorneys from both sides were questioning the experts consulted and their conclusions. Austin's mental state at the time of the murders will be a key sticking point when the case proceeds to a non-jury trial in November.
So when he was eating this guy's face, is it possible he was just what they call hangry?
Oh, I don't know if they consider the hangry defense or not.
All right. But he left dinner to go do that.
I know, right?
He may not have liked what was being served.
Okay.
Yeah.
A woman in California was killed by a lightning strike this week while walking on a trail during a thunderstorm. Antonio Mendoza Chavez had reportedly been taking her two dogs for an early morning walk on Wednesday morning on one of the trails near her home, about 11 miles southeast of downtown L.A. It was around 8:50 a.m. Authorities say that and paramedics were called to the path where they found the bodies of the 52-year-old and her pets. Both of the dogs had deceased from an apparent lightning strike.
Jeez.
The detective said that we don't see this kind of death resulting from lightning. It's very rare here in this area. Even though thunderstorms were moving through Southern California on Wednesday morning, surveillance video from a Nest camera installed at Chavez's landlord showed the 52-year-old leaving the house with her two dogs for a trail walk. She walked the trail surrounded by trees and metal fences every morning, but her routine became deadly when she found herself in a flat, open area in the middle of a thunderstorm that caught her by surprise. She was struck by lightning.
Over the years of hiking, I've gotten caught in a few lightning storms, and you do the best you can, but you're kind of at the mercy of you know your environment.
But it's interesting because in a thunderstorm, so I've heard two things. You don't want to stand near a tall object like a tree or something like that, right?
You want to climb to the top of radio towers.
No, but you also don't want to be in an open field either because you're the tallest object.
Well, they say you're supposed to get as low as you can. However, if it's been raining and lightning hits the ground, it will conduct through the water. You're screwed.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
Get inside.
Yeah.
Just don't be outside. That's, I guess, the rule of thumb here.
What's wrong with you?
I saw a video earlier, and the theme was thunder only happens when it's raining.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Was there an orangutan?
Yeah. There was, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file. So, and here we are, just cruising down the...
By the way, thunder doesn't always happen.
I know.
That's a fallacy of that song.
Yeah, what the hell?
Come on, Fleetwood Mac, do better.
Well, thunder happens when it's lightning, but not necessarily when it's raining.
Well, they don't say it's when lightning. They say rain.
Yeah. All right. You know what we didn't do? We didn't celebrate Friday with Froggy. Hit it, Jason. It's official now.
Yeah.
I think it was Morgan's birthday the other day. I think
was it?
Post on social media about that. And I think they're going to be joining us next week in the studio.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they going to play?
I'm not sure. Oh, Casey's nodding yes, maybe?
Well, I think, Marissa, no, they're not playing. I think
they're bringing by some music for us.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, we'll just leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. Oh, very excited.
Okay, all right.
Love them.
That will be next week. All right, listen, we need to take a break. We're at the I Bleed for Presidency Blood Drive at the Philadelphia Expo Center at Oaks. When we come back, I believe Bret Michaels will be joining us.
Yes.
He's in town for the stadium tour tomorrow, so make sure you hang in there. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, friend, did you receive our Camp Out for Hunger Save the Date? I mean, we made a big announcement, and then we put it right there on the website for you. Well, just in case you missed it, Preston and Steve's 25th Camp Out for Hunger is set November 7th through the 11th, 2022. And hey, it's never too early to start collecting. You can find the list of Philabundance's most requested items, plus all of the outrageous photo galleries and videos of our guests from over the years at WMMR.com/campout.
Thank you to our friends at Dunkin' for supplying us with some wonderful refreshments here today. And I realize, you know, the President Steve Show runs on Dunkin'.
Oh, you bet your ass.
And since we're at a live event today, if there's anyone that stops by and your name is Dunkin', we can lay you on the floor and we could run on them. And the President Steve Show would actually run on Dunkin'.
I'll do that.
If that were the case, maybe we could do that live.
I mean, we
today.
Performed all with the Miracle Munchkin catch this morning.
Yeah. It was pretty badass.
That was great.
Yep. So, and by the way, we got video of that. Our friends at Newman University filmed that. We're streaming this live if you want to watch us as we are here at the Expo Center at Oaks. And we have Jackie Bam Bam, who is at Live Casino in Philadelphia. We're checking him a little bit. And Nick is actually, excuse me.
He's getting prepped.
He's getting registered. We're going to try to do a live blood donation on the air. It's kind of hard for us to be able to do it, Steve and I, because of the time that it takes to go through the questionnaires and all that thing.
We're usually first, but we couldn't.
The iron testing and all that. So we're not going to be able to do that. I would like to have done that live in the air. We're not going to be able to facilitate that as of just yet. And we're going to talk to Bret Michaels in a few. But first, let's talk to somebody who came walking by in an old school, I Believe for Preston and Steve shirt. That maybe, is that the first shirt?
Is that 2007?
Yes.
2007.
All right, first of all, let's meet you. What is your name?
Pat.
Hi, Pat. How you doing?
Wonderful.
It is great to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Yeah, any idea how many years you've had that shirt?
It's 2007.
It is 2007.
Yes,
2007.
But your first was 2006. Missed that one.
She knows better than
she
us.
Knows. Not only that, she's a double red. She's like a Babe Ruth level blood giver.
Did you do double red today?
Yes, sir.
Is that the one that takes longer?
Yes.
Okay, so like a couple of hours?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I know there are some that they that if you have the time, they'll like even give you a movie to watch.
That's a heart transplant.
Oh, if you come in for a heart transplant, that ends up happening. Pat, do you usually double red is what you usually do?
Yes.
That's cool. Do you have a tally of how many, you know, pints or gallons over the years? You keep track of that stuff?
No.
I got a buddy of mine who's in like the 10-gallon club.
Oh, I don't think I'm that big.
Well, you've given every year. You've been at every one of these.
Yes.
You've never missed a blood drive, which is phenomenal.
The first one I missed.
Oh, the 2006,
We don't count that one.
We lost all that blood anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
That was our pilot program.
Where are you from, by the way, Pat?
Philadelphia, Roxburgh.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming out year after year. It means the world to us.
Thank you.
Anybody you want to say hi to while you have the microphone?
No, this is great just to talk to you guys and see you. I walk every morning back to Wissahickon, and you're on my headphones, and I love it.
How many miles do you do?
Four.
Okay. That's solid. Yeah. That's why you look so damn good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I like seeing you every year so we can flirt just a little bit.
I know.
I know you like gray hair, guys.
Yeah.
And she just flashed a real little wink.
Yeah. So we were in the middle of flirting when you called us over, Preston. I was just telling her how nice she smelled.
Thank you.
She's like, you say that every year. I'm like, it's because you smell so good.
Oh, wow.
Because you smell good every year, babe.
That's why I don't dye my hair, because Casey likes older women.
Oh, that is awesome. She's still, look at these two.
Yeah.
They can googly.
Hey, you want to take a scooter ride?
Yeah. Can you give me like 2 or 3 minutes, guys?
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
All right. Thank you, Pat. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. All right,
thank
Pat.
You.
Listen,
thank
Pat.
You.
Come on. Love it. Absolutely. And so that first year, so, you know, we got a couple of minutes here before we get to Bret Michaels on the line. That first year.
Was that the Boskovs?
We were at Plymouth.
No, it's not. Plymouth, it wasn't Mall. Boskovs.
It was a Gap, I thought. Old or Navy. Something like Old Navy.
It
that's
was an
it.
Old Navy. It was, yeah. So it was a big space. I didn't realize that was the first one. That didn't go as well as they go now.
That was a heating issue.
Yeah. Yeah, remember the air conditioning broke and they were dropping like flies.
Yeah, and that's why when we were coming to do this yesterday, I texted Kathy because she had an engagement that she had. She had something she had to do all day yesterday. I was like, Dad, I'm like, now don't forget.
I know.
Yeah.
Bring a jacket.
And I appreciated it because I don't know if I would have remembered. I wasn't even thinking that.
And yeah, they keep it nice and chilly in here. Yeah. And that's the reason. There are people are donating blood. And if it gets too warm, you can get a little lightheaded.
I wish you would have warned me because I'm freezing right now.
Oh, I was. Yeah. I have a hoodie. I'll give it to you. It's in the car. Because I wore jeans today just for this reason. Because I remember year after year. I remember one year going, dear God, it's freezing in here.
But that works. So we had, so we did that. We did the Franklin, what used to be called the Franklin Mills Mall.
Yeah. Philadelphia Mills.
Philadelphia Mills. And that.
Where was that? I don't remember that. Shocking.
Yeah, it was, I forget what it was, but in both cases, they were stores that were in transition.
Right.
So they were taking out inventory and there was space available.
Okay.
And then I think we did move to the Navy Yard.
We did the Navy Yard.
Right.
And then we also did the Valley Forge Casino a couple of years.
Yep.
We've been here a couple of years. I think that's all. And live and casino, live. Obviously.
Live.
Oh, and we're actually the Fillmore. So the very.
Yes, that's right.
When we did the pandemic. When the pandemic was happening, we wanted to spread it out a little bit. So we had the Fillmore. Right. And I believe here at the same time.
Do you know, the record breaker, though, took place here at Oaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when we had the, and that's when Pierre was broadcasting as well. Yeah. But, yeah, so all of these different locations. But do we know it's 17 years?
She said, so the first one was 2006.
Are we sure? Yeah.
You're going to have to do the math. I'm bad. I'm very good poor at math. 2006.
That's 31 years.
16 years. 18, 19, 20, 21, 20. Yeah, so this is our
16th. All right.
Yeah.
But you also 17. Count. You
Stop
count.
It. You're the one that
you
does
count
that.
Six the first time. So it would be 17.
Okay. All right.
You know, right. So you're not. You're actually counting 2006.
You have to. We have to count the event. So yes. We had the first because if it's an annual event, right? So the first annual was 2006. Is that what you're saying?
So
right.
You're
this would be the 17th annual event.
Okay.
That's what
all
I
right.
just said.
I know, but I say it much clearer than you.
You did.
People understand.
You said it clear. It's all good though.
So 17 years have been doing this, and you know, it gets smoother and smoother each year. It did.
I mean,
a couple of stumbling blocks along the way, but now it is what it is.
I love
coming to this event.
Oh, it's awesome. And from what I understand, Nick, is they just shaved his pubes, so he's probably pretty close to...
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was part of the preparation.
He asked for it.
Do you think that Nick donates blood just for the snacks afterwards?
Oh, without question. Are you kidding me?
The snacks are awesome, by the way.
Usually have Lorna Dunes and stuff like that.
Lorna Dunes, Chips Ahoy, juice.
You know what? Do we have a wireless...
can you guys hear me?
Here at all?
Oh, there you go.
How are you, Nick?
Yeah, I'm great. And the snacks are delightful. 17 years. This is the 17th. Did we establish that?
Yes.
Nick, was I correct in saying you just completed the pube shaving?
Yeah, well, you know, Steve, I like to prepare ahead of time, so I did that last night, but they wanted to double prepare, so they took my pants off.
You're doing a double shave.
Actually, I took my pants off for them in advance.
Right, and then you came into the building.
Yeah.
Well, at what stage of the preparation are you now, Nick?
So I'm all checked in, and I'm lying back on the bed. I think we're going to do... you know what? I'm lying the wrong way because I want to do my left hand.
Are you laying on your stomach?
No, I was laying on the bed in the wrong direction to put my left hand out.
You've got a point.
Switching around. Oops.
Yeah.
All right. So I usually do the left arm as well. I don't know why, but I've usually been told that it's an easier vein to find on my arm, so I always go with the left.
Do they say to pick the arm that you don't use to pleasure yourself?
Right.
Well, so let me ask you guys a question. When you're laying in that position,
yes.
Do you worry that?
Oh my God.
Okay. Kathy knows. I just
that
asked the question.
Get aroused?
Yeah.
That you're going to get a boner?
Yeah.
No.
Not that it's not. Any, but you're so susceptible at that point.
You're not worried about getting a boner.
He's saying in case someone, Preston, comes running in and dances the dance of the seven veils.
Right.
Yeah.
You might be aroused.
Well, so here's the deal. I
don't get an NRB at the blood drive.
No?
Also,
I'm so consumed with a feeling of altruism and goodness that the thought of doing something so patently filthy is alien to me.
So there was my friend was going through lifeguard training, and they had this kid on the backboard, you know, and they were all going through training together, and he was wearing a Speedo, and as he was strapped onto the backboard, boing.
Yeah.
In front of everybody. Like, so, yeah.
And that kid grew up to be Gerald Ford.
Wait a minute. So... They were doing training.
Yeah, they were training, okay. Lifeguard training. Yeah. Okay. So yeah.
Were there women in bathing suits there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe
that makes sense.
Okay.
Listen, all right. Yeah. This is a much more family friendly event, believe it or not, and it's a good feeling. Also, it's very cold. That fights, right?
Yeah. All right. So anyhow, we got Nick. Nick, we've got our interview ready to go. Can you hold off before they hit you with the needle?
Yeah, we still have a little bit of prep to do, Preston, so you guys just come back to me when you're ready to go.
Okay. Excellent.
Nick is lying on the table. He's getting ready to donate blood. We are at the I Bleed for Preston to see blood drive, but we want to take this moment to talk to our next guest, because tomorrow night is the big stadium tour. It's put on hold for a while. It was very much anticipated. This seems like the most fun show of the year.
Oh, it's an incredible bill, and the excitement has only increased exponentially since it was postponed.
Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Joan Jett, and the lead singer of this band, his group, Poison, will be there tomorrow night at Citizens Bank Park. Please welcome Mr. Brett Michaels.
Yeah!
Oh, Brett, good morning!
How are you doing this morning, man? I can't wait to see you all tomorrow.
Oh, dude, we're so excited that you guys are going to be in our town and that this is finally happening. You guys have already played a few of the shows. How has the energy been so far?
It's been unbelievable. And I just want to say, first of all, thank you guys for what you're doing this morning. Oh. You know, and that's, which is awesome. And I'm a Pennsylvanian. Oh. So for me, this is coming home. It's going to be most of my family yelling at me in the front row for things I've done wrong throughout my life. So that'll make it good. But the tour, the energy, the unbelievable, you know, Motley and Def Leppard, Joan, and Classless Act, this new rock band, these guys are great. All of us have a unique badass shows, good energy, good, nothing but hits, just playing big hit songs. The fans are loving it. When I hit that stage, I literally say I can't stop smiling. It's good to be out there and playing music, and we've been through a tough couple years.
Yeah.
And everyone's just ready to party. They're ready to have a great time.
Brett, I'm gonna throw some love at you because when you guys were in your current form and you were writing all those big hit records and having all that success on MTV and the tours and all, I was right in the middle of that. I was playing in a cover band at the time, so we were dressing like you guys, we were acting like you guys. And over the years, I've even had more appreciation for the music that Poison put together, just simply because of the fun of it, just simply because you guys were having a good time. You made us have a good time. When I put those records on, I think about all of that and how much fun it is still to listen to, you know, to this day.
Well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate that. And to you being a musician and playing music, being able to go out there, I say this, music is therapeutic to me. It saved my life, right? And being a diabetic, growing up in a small town in Pennsylvania, music was like my absolute outlet and my absolute therapy. It got me through every situation. And I think what's happened with the fans is they see, whether we're up there doing nothing but a good time or Talk Dirty to Me on Skinny Bop, or we're turning around and doing Something to Believe In or Every Rose, they knew that I wrote those songs from my either a moment of having fun or from my heart. Mm-hmm. And I hope they feel that, three generations feel that sincerity.
You know, it's and that is true. Other co-bill bands, Def Leppard and Joan Jett, the documentary that was just out on Joan Jett. Everybody, every part of this show, everybody seems to be at a stage where they are echoing what you're saying, enjoying where you are, enjoying the ability to get up on stage and provide this nostalgic, wonderful experience for the audience. It's really got to be the best world possible for you right now.
It is. And let me say that you said it perfectly. Here's what it is. It's mixing all the music that we grew up with, right? But keeping it relevant. In other words, when I hit that stage, I'm living in the here and now. When people see that energy, my energy is 1,000% just positive right now energy, but bringing all the hits forward. And like, for instance, we kicked off the tour in Atlanta. The very next night, everyone had a day off but me. I went to Wildwood, New Jersey, did Barefoot Country with Eric Church, broke the record there that night, set the record, and then flew back to do the Poison, Def Leppard, Motley shows.
Let me ask you a quick question with that. Now, do the rock audiences still party the hardest? Because there is, as of late, a notion that perhaps these country festivals might rival the rock audience's ability to tear it up. Where do you stand on this?
Let me say this. I'm going to weigh in perfectly. Both audiences, completely loyal. They're almost one in the same. So bear with me. A lot of the fans that were at Barefoot Country will be tonight at the show. And it is without a doubt, they are not rival, equal to each other in party. The rock fans are usually partying day of show on through the night. The country fans, and remember, I grew up listening to both.
Yeah.
Country fans start partying about 2 days ahead of time out in the parking lot. You know, I'm a parking lot party guy, but they start about 2 days early, and they can rock right through it. But the rock bands, they bring it hard and heavy day of. Hard and heavy.
Okay.
Night.
That's a great breakdown. I haven't heard it accurately put.
Hey, Brett, I also love the instructional video you gave the other day on how to fold a headband and wrap it properly. was that for popular demand? Were people asking for your technique?
Yes, and I'll explain why, right? Depending on the size of noggin that you have, mm-hmm. right? Or if I was buying, getting my finest bandanas from the King of Prussia Mall, right?
Yeah.
I'm throwing a few in here. I've been Swarthmore, Upper Darby. Yes. I'm bringing Springfield.
Yes.
I'm bringing everyone in. Trust me, when I was showing this, people like, I feel like I folded a cardboard square. I'm like, I'm going to help you. The Bret Michaels patented diamond fold, free of charge. Here's how it works.
No, it's an art unto itself, and you are the master of it. I wanted to ask you, Brett, it's an opportunity to ask you. You know, Norm MacDonald passed away recently, and he did that, and I assume you saw it, his skit, the parody of Rock of Love. What did you think of that? Did you ever see the piece? Did you see the satire that he did?
Please forgive me. I've heard everything about it. I did not see it, but I got to tell you, with Rock of Love, let me segue a second.
Yeah.
I want to say, so people understand, I had such a great time, but the girls were the rock stars on that show.
Right.
I just was being me. I showed up. You add a little tasty adult beverage to the mix. And half of them weren't even fighting over me. They were just fighting. I'm like, I'm going to make you guys laugh in pain. The producers go, what do you want to do? I said, let this be real. Everything, my car, my bikes, everything's real. Just not my house. I don't want them to wreck the house, right?
Right.
So we go in the first night and they go, what if someone's unattracted to you? I said, let it fly. It's real. I'm like, at least I thought I'd get one night out of the first year, first episode.
Yeah.
I walked up to Lauren. I go, you know, she's beautiful. I go, you having a good time? She goes, no, not really. I go, oh, is there anything I can do? She goes, no, I'm just not into it. I go, oh, you mean into being here? She goes, no, I'm just not. I didn't know who the guest or the guy was going to be, and I'm not in here.
Oh, no.
I go, you're killing me right here. There's like 11 cameras. Could you have not said that over there?
Oh, no. That's got to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
No, it was awesome because that's my real life. The hits and misses.
Oh, man. Hey, I wanted to ask you about this, Brett. It was several years ago, and obviously we had Cece on for an interview, and obviously you and Bobby, everybody in the band, you guys have had story upon story upon story throughout your career, but I'll never forget Cece telling us a story about a time where he cleaned a hotel room with a feather duster in his butt, and I don't know if you knew that story or not.
I can't vouch exactly for that one. Was there at least assless chaps involved? That's all you need.
I would have to be, right? Yeah.
And I saw on social media he grew this big-ass bushy beard. Like, you couldn't even tell it was him at all. But I think he has since taken that off, right?
He is in the finest of health. He has gotten rid of the Hemingway beard, I believe we could call it.
Hemingway.
It was a pandemic error, I believe, that he posted that. And, yes, he is on – when I tell you the band's on fire, everyone's out there rocking our drummer. Now, me, diabetic, but Ricky, yeah, surviving verge of it being all over, cancer.
Yeah.
And to be out there, we're grateful for the fans, and it's a good party.
Well,
there's
really a feeling of cheering you guys on because, again, and this show and this bill in particular, because, you know, they say distance makes the heart grow fonder. Well, I think that the fact that we, you know, this had to be paused, people got more excited for it. So I think exponentially, it represents so many things. First off, the great aspect of being able to see all you do, which you do so well, but also getting out and seeing people, seeing smiling people, having a good time after all that we've been through. This is exactly the release valve people need.
Absolutely. First of all, absolutely. And let me go to this. Three generations. Again, I'm using three generations, maybe four now, depending on the partying we did in the 80s. So there may be four generations of amazing fans. And again, Philly and the energy there, growing up in Pennsylvania, coming to many a ball game. You know, I had the perfect the perfect world, because I could go Pittsburgh, I could go Philly, Baltimore to see the O's. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was segueing into the sports area, but the fans in Philly, the energy's off the hook. Cool. It's great. Yeah. And I got to tell you one short story. Mm-hmm. This is no lie. I'm going to cut this really short, this story. I'll give you the short version.
Okay.
I'm down partying in Philly, early teen, not quite able to drive, but thought I could years. We were partying back then. It was sort of the woods, but by the school, the fences, whatever. Bunch of people. And listening to you guys crank out tune after tune after hit. We're partying. And due to the partying and loud let's just call it, it still had a cassette player in it, my jam box.
Yeah.
I got busted. I just want you to know that your music saved my life and a couple nights at the delinquent center. And it was, but it was, we had you crank so loud. Oh, my God.
So we led to your eventual run-in with the law.
My eventual run-in, which also made you kind of a badass, so it was good. But we loved the law, and we were rocked. Honest to God, we were rocking with you, and it was just good times.
Well, I mean, how crazy is that you were rocking to us, and then, you know, just a couple of years later, we were playing your music, and other people were in the woods rocking to you.
Exactly. No, this is all irony aside. That is the truth. All of a sudden, you're playing our music. I remember my first interview coming in, talking with you guys. It was just a good day in my life.
No, it's a great day here. You know, at the beginning of this, and you're very kind to say kind things about the blood drive and what we're doing here. You've mentioned your medical issues. I assume during your lifetime, you've received a transfusion or two, correct?
I have been taken care of, yes. Being a diabetic since the age of six, and a couple years ago, that crazy, you know, subarachnoid brain hemorrhage.
Yes.
That came out of nowhere, and that was it. And the unbelievable, grateful for grace of God and good medical and great fans, but still here, you know, yeah. I can tell you without a doubt, 1,000%. And what you're doing and the people coming down to give blood, that is an incredible day. It's what keeps our rock and roll going round, is taking care of each other.
Absolutely. I agree, Brett. All right. Well, listen, thanks for the call, man. It's wonderful to talk to you. We're excited you're coming back into the area. Tomorrow the weather looks great. It's going to be just a perfect summer evening. And you got four incredible bands in Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, all this stuff. This is going to be a lot of fun. Brett, keep rocking, man. It is great to talk to you.
Hey, thank you, and thank you for always having our back. We love you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You got it. Brett Michaels!
Hey! Dude. I love that.
Cool as he.
He's a cool dude, man.
So much fun. And yes, Rock of Love, that show, for those who may be too young or don't remember it, it was on VH1, and it was like a dating-style Bachelor type of show where Brett was the object of he was the focus of the ladies.
All these women were brought in to curry his favor. It was like the Flava Flav show.
Yeah, the same formula, but hilarious.
Yeah.
And Norm MacDonald did this spoof on it that was just a scream. He needs to see that.
The bandana and the whole thing.
Yeah. All right, so with that, let's check back with Nick McElwain, our own rock star here at the I Bleed for Presidency Blood Drive, who's at the other end of the convention center. Nick, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, Preston. By the way, awesome conversation with Brett. That was really cool just to listen to. And it's nice that he gave some shout-outs to the radio station and to the blood drive itself. I'm here with Debbie and Heather. We're getting prepped, so we wanted to wait until the end of the interview. But I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the first time we've actually done live donation. They're going to actually stick the needle into my arm, do the donation. We're going to be filming it with our friends from Newman. And Debbie, who's getting me prepped, she's been cleaning my arm. Her dad just tuned in. So Debbie texted her dad, Dan, this blood donation is for you, my friend.
Can Debbie say hi to her dad real quick?
Debbie, you want to say hi to your dad? Here.
Hi, Poppy.
Aww.
Hi, Poppy.
Poppy.
We love you, Poppy.
I love it.
Nick, is it safe to say that this is a new world record for the most amount of blood donated live on the air?
Yeah, I guess it would be, right? Oh, my God. Guys, guess. All right. So there was no hesitation, and the needle is now in my arm.
There you go.
See, you didn't even know. You did not even know.
Yeah.
Debbie, I remember when we did Kathy's colonoscopy live on air.
Debbie gives the shout out to Dan, and then, literally, I put the microphone right back up to my mouth, cases in the middle, asking the question, and the needle went in.
They're not playing games here.
No, and you know why? Because it's no big deal to them. That's right. Over and over and over, and it's like clockwork. It's like, all right, here you go. And you're like, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
And it's in. And I kid you not, there have been times and where I've not felt anything.
Yes.
I mean, like, not even, because they'll say, all right, there's going to be a pinch and a burn. And
you've got
like,
the best of the best here.
And sometimes you're like, oh, it's in already.
Yeah, right.
Yep. I've heard that
it's
before.
It's like wedding night.
Yeah, you heard that.
It's like your honeymoon night.
Is it in yet?
Is that it? I was expecting more sensation.
So, Nick, they got you flowing now?
Yeah, so I'm just lying here, and this is the easy part. You know, they do the cleaning, they stick the needle in, a little pinch in the burn, and that's it. And then you sit here, you make sure that you bleed properly and that, you know, you're taken care of. I heard you guys talking about blood drives past, but the conditions here today, it really is perfect. It's a great room for it.
And,
it's
Nick.
Nice and cool, yeah.
You're on your way to the cookies.
And at the end, cookies and juice.
You get the cookies and the juice.
Do they give you that little PVC piping thing to roll around in your hand?
I got a new one this year, Preston. Ooh. It's kind of like a foam one.
Oh. Ooh, and, how erotic.
Yeah, I like the hard one in my hand, but I like the foam one in my hand, too.
Hold it up to your crotch and pretend like it's your penis.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's funny.
Oh, no, she said, I have to hold my hand.
No, I
tried.
You can't hold it up. You have to keep it to the side.
You can use the other hand. Use the stranger.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick, when you're finished, you probably have that photo, one of my favorite photos taken of me and Nick at one of the blood drives. I think Brian from Chorus Photography took it. If you have it, Nick, let's post it.
Yeah, definitely. I pretended like I was passed out or dying last year. I think it was last year.
And I was so upset that he was
dead. Listen, one of my favorite pictures of all time came from a blood drive. It was you and Casey on a bike together.
I love that picture, too.
Yeah. It was the best.
That was right here. I feel like that was in this hall.
It was. So yes, it had to be. This is the one we used last time. And you were booking around on your bike.
Yeah.
And I got on your pegs.
Yeah, Kathy was standing on the pegs on the
You were pegging
of
Casey.
Yeah. Such a great...
And by the way, I was auctioning off that bike for the Bend to the Shore for WMMR's Rock and Rollers. And by the way, that is... That ride is 1 month from today.
Wow!
So we're doing that, and you know, I have to, and I haven't really talked about it much on the show so far this year. But you know, we're looking to up our donation. So if you go to WMMR, PrestonSteve.com, there are ways that you can donate to Team WMMR right now.
Nice. All right, how's it going, Nick?
It's going great. I just have to, I'm just going to sit here and make sure that. It flows properly, but I have my the microphone in my right hand, and I'm bleeding out of my left arm, and Debbie and Heather are taking great care of me.
Awesome.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Steve.
No.
Ask Debbie, how long does it usually take, like average, for the pint to fill up?
So Debbie, Preston wants to know, how long does this normally take? Am I a slow bleeder, a fast bleeder? What's the normal length of time for somebody to make their donation?
Oh, you say it.
No, you can.
Yeah, you get, come on, Debbie.
You can say it, Debbie. It's okay.
Yeah. So it's like 8 to 10 minutes, and if you didn't move your arm, it probably would have been a little bit faster.
See?
Oh.
See?
What?
Yeah.
See?
Well,
I moved my left arm when we were talking about the foam thing in front of my crotch, and then she grabbed my arm and shoved it right back down like the pro that she is.
So Preston got you in trouble.
Preston got me in trouble.
Ooh. Yeah.
So now my arm is still, and Debbie is approving. And by the way, Debbie was like, she's a knockout. She was like, I didn't wash my hair. Is my lip gloss okay?
Are you asking for a spanking? Is that what you're doing?
No. I'm just saying that
she's a bad boy.
She's a wonderful person and absolutely beautiful, and she's being filmed by Newman right now as well.
There we go. Terrific.
One of the things we do want to remind is if you do come here and you donate, and if you haven't before, afterwards, make sure that you do spend, like, I don't know, it's like 15 or 20 minutes just sitting down, getting some nourishment into your body, because we have, and not to scare anybody, but we have had people faint before. It happens from time to time.
We literally have had people explode.
I didn't want to talk about that.
But you get your cookies and your juice, you sit down, you relax, you're doting on a little bit. That's nice.
And we're right next to the cookies and juice area.
And we come over and say hi when you go sit down.
Yeah, absolutely. How you doing, man? Nice to see you. He's having some, what are you having, Cheez-Its? Oh, they got that. Just cookies. They have savory and sweet.
And gyro.
And gyros over there. They're shaving those. I did not know. Marissa?
Preston, I just met two nice little boys who brought you guys a surprise.
Oh. Are we doing this on the air?
Would you guys like to do it on the air? It's pretty darn awesome.
Sure. Can we get them over to the microphone?
I will.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll bring them over. We're meeting all kinds of people this morning, and we apologize if we don't get a chance to stop and talk to you because we are doing a radio show while we're at this. But if we have an opportunity to say hello, we would love to do that. All right, so we have two young gentlemen who are working their way over to the microphones, and we just want you to get nice and close to that. What's your name, buddy, right here in the purple shirt?
Shane.
How you doing, bud?
Good.
Excellent. And who is this? What's your name, bud? Yeah, go ahead.
Jude.
Shane and Jude.
And Jude. Excellent. And where do you guys go to school, by the way?
Arrowhead Elementary.
Okay.
Arrowhead, huh?
So it's summertime now, right? School's out. What grade are you going into, Shane?
Fourth.
You're going to fourth. And Jude, how about you?
Second
grade. All right. I love it. And so you guys brought something for us? All right. What is it?
It's
in the bag.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Shane. Let me take a look at what we have. He has handed me the bag. I'm going to reach into.
What is it? What is it?
Is it a human head?
Is it?
No.
Oh.
It's gum salad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
she made
God.
Gum salad.
Yeah. Right. It says, whose idea was this, Shane? Is it Shane, whose
your
idea
mom.
Was it?
Your mom?
You can say it. It was mom's idea.
Mom, come over here.
What's your mom's name?
Trisha.
All right. I'm going to go. Oh, my God. This is actually warm.
Yeah.
It's warm gum salad?
Yeah. No, it's not warm. There's something in the bag.
How you doing, Trisha?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you guys from?
Collinsville.
Delco. Nice.
No.
Delco. No.
I throw some points out there. All right, let me look into this and see what we have here.
And what's...
Oh, my God.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
That's gum salad.
Yo.
That's what we were dreaming about.
That's Ice Cube's gum. Those are so good. They got, like, little flavor crystals
and
in
is
them.
And is this Big League Chew in here, too?
No, that's cut up bubble tape.
Okay, cut up bubble tape.
Oh, nice.
And then what are these little guys? These little gummy
Those are gummy
cherries.
Bears.
Oh, my God. And there's gummy some, cherries. It looks like there's some bib lettuce at the bottom here, too. So or Boston lettuce. I'm not sure.
Shane and Jude, did you guys come up with some of the ingredients? Did you select some of the things to go into the salad? You both, okay, very cool. They're nodding.
Okay, those are what I give out at Christmas time instead of cookies, but I made them for you.
This is the warm stuff down
here. Right.
Right. Like the gum salad is what I didn't know was a warm gum salad.
I didn't know if you heated that kind of
thing. Ooh, dumplings or pot stickers. Yay.
They're homemade?
Oh, those
is there gum in those?
Are they pork?
Pork and beef.
Oh, fantastic. And you homemade these?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much.
You guys are wonderful.
That's my lunch. Yay, excellent. Now I'm going to have for dessert is gum salad. Oh, my God.
I guess he has lunch now.
What?
He wants you to share.
I'm going to share.
It's our lunch.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to use
that. Can I have some pot stickers?
No, they're all gone. I'm so sorry, Nick.
Local broadcaster Preston Elliott was found dead with his stomach filled with gum.
Well, this is fantastic, Trace. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You guys are the best. Thank you, guys. Shane and Jude. Oh, that's so sweet.
You guys are awesome.
This is the greatest gift we've gotten today.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And in a while. You can set that microphone right there in that mic stand. Dude.
How cute is that?
Casey, you want to try some gum salad?
I cannot right now. I'm fasting.
Oh, okay.
Afternoon, you'll be able to have it, right?
That's right.
Right.
Oh, that is so funny.
The dumplings will definitely be gone by then.
Yeah. But fast did not include munchkins.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And Chips Ahoy and Cheez-Its and donuts.
That's all part of the fast.
It is a very precise fast.
You have to eat them fast.
Yes, you have to eat them fast. Seafood diet.
All right, Nick, how's your bag doing?
I'm wrapping up pretty soon, but, you know, just finishing up shortly. And then I think maybe if I hadn't moved my arm earlier, I'd be done. But, you know, in the next couple of minutes, I'll be finishing up.
Excellent. Okay. Excellent.
Right. I always find it. I'm kind of fascinated. I always look at the tube that's filling up with blood.
Yeah.
While I'm doing that,
do you watch the needle going in?
I can.
I don't. I don't. I prefer not to. It's not like I'm scared of it or anything like that. But I also just like to see if I can feel it or not.
Yeah.
I just kind of turn my head. What about you, Nick?
That's the only part that I avoid, and the only part that I find it all that I dislike the tiniest bit is the pinprick at the beginning of the thing.
Everybody hates that.
That's like it's like a bee sting, and you know that it's coming. But the actual donation of the blood
is nothing.
Nothing at all.
It's nothing. And so for people who have been put off, giving it a shot. Just understand, it's so easy, you feel so good after you've done it.
Oh yeah,
and you get your little sticker that says you gave blood, and you rightfully should feel proud of yourself because, as you know, the amount of good this blood goes on to do, you can't even calculate.
And Steve, we should remind people that if they weren't able to get an appointment today or make it here today, the Red Cross will be. There's a whole bunch of blood drives coming up. I checked their website earlier.
Yes.
So if there's a blood drive near you, sign up. Do one this weekend. You can probably do one in the next few days. So if you can't make it out here today, make sure you go to redcross.org and sign up for a future blood drive.
I got a great email from a guy in Pittsburgh, and I printed it and left it on my printer at home. But he can't make it here for the event. He's donating locally at his own Red Cross location. I said, dude, thank you. I said, don't worry about being a part of what we're doing here. I said, you're helping out locally. So anybody listening, if you are not in this area and you feel like, I wish I could be there to do it, you can do it. Just do it locally. Do it in your own area.
All matters.
Listen, I know we think of blood donations as, a car accident
right.
or something like that, but there are cancer patients. There are there are children. There are all kinds of people that need blood transfusions regularly. And it's life-saving. It's flat-out life-saving.
We've had people come out to these blood drives. Just so you know, sometimes people will need you like 10, 15, 20 units themselves where they're in something that's really precarious and they're just burning this up. And you can only store blood for so long. So that's why it always has to cycle through. And in the summer, you're dealing with the situation of, they rely on schools, they rely on businesses, and people are on vacation. It becomes more erratic collecting the blood. That's why it's important now.
And that's why we do it in the summertime. That's why we choose to do it. So, Nick, it looked like Debbie was coming over to maybe wrap you up over there.
Yeah, she got the bag. I'm finished, and she's about to take the needle out. So just as easily as it went in, it's going to come sliding right out, and then I'll be finished.
All right. And that's cool. How simple it is, folks.
So it's easy peasy. It really is. And it's one of those things where, like, it feels good to do. You're proud of yourself afterwards. It's a great feeling. It's a really cool communal thing. And so if you're looking to just do something good, feel good about yourself, feel good about the donation, I can't recommend it more highly.
I'm looking at you right now. We have the video of you, Nick, and what I'm looking at is a man who's about to have some cookies.
Oh, well, that is a happy man indeed.
There you go.
All right, Casey, do you want to add something?
I do, because Brett Michaels just called back, and he wants to offer up a pair of tickets, personal tickets on his guest list for the concert.
Really?
Night. Yeah.
For real?
Holy hell.
Wow. So for us,
whoever donates 100 pints of blood.
100 pints of blood? Yeah. First person to donate 100 pints of blood today. So we can figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a break and figure out how we're going
to
do that.
Yeah, he wants to do it for somebody donating.
I agree.
Blood.
That's excellent.
I think that's a great way to do it. Okay.
That's really cool.
Then let's take a break and come back in a second and see what else we can get into.
Maybe we'll throw in some gum salad.
You never know. Yeah. All right. We'll be back in a moment, I believe, for President's Day Blood Drive on MMR.
It's time to subscribe to the Preston and Steve Show YouTube channel. Be the first to see new videos. Get alerts when the live stream's rolling. See the guests you're hearing live on the radio, like Coach Dick Vermeil, who was live in studio on Tuesday morning. Watch the live musical performances, like Everclear, coming in Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Hit the subscribe button on the Preston and Steve Show YouTube channel. You'll be happy you did.
By the way, a great text came in when we were doing that last segment. It says, I love you guys. I love that you do the blood drive. My dad has leukemia, needs 2 units a week.
Oh, wow.
And can only get one right now due to the shortage. You are truly keeping people alive.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So that is just a reminder of what's happening and why this is being done and why, if you can't make it here today, no big deal. I mean, we're doing this drive. We want it to be the biggest one in the country. But what we really want to do is stimulate people to get out and make donations locally, wherever it may be here, when you can. It doesn't have to be at our event. Just make sure you do it when you can.
Absolutely.
Because there are people out there that can use what you have, and it really is nothing from you to give it. So we would like to, with that in mind, we want to welcome the interim CEO of the Red Cross Southeastern Pennsylvania region, Jennifer Graham is here.
Yay!
Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing awesome today. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So, speaking a little bit to that text, and you know, people like I'd said in our last segment, I'm like, well, you think blood donations? There's been a tragedy. There's been an earthquake, or there are car accidents, or things like that. But there's so many different reasons that people need blood donations. Correct?
That is correct. You know, it's what you just said. It's the emergencies. It's the traumas that come in, but it's the surgeries that get planned. But a bulk of our blood donations go to help cancer patients, go to help our sickle cell patients in the area. The need is constant every single day.
All right. And this texter mentioned a shortage as well. And are we in a bad place, or is it things, or because I know that times have been critical before.
Yes, it tends to ebb and flow. And right now in the summertime, as a lot of our blood usually comes from high school and college students, they're on a break. Corporations, corporate groups are just coming back into the office. People are taking vacations. We tend to see a little bit of a dip in the summertime. So, you know, if there's a time to donate, then please try and schedule a time this summer if you can.
That was the reason for doing picking the summer, because we were conferred with you guys initially. Many years ago, it works out well. But to Preston's point, anytime you can do it, and there are people who keep a very exact sort of schedule, and they know when they're eligible to do it. On average, how often can you give blood?
So you can give whole blood every 56 days, more or less. If you give a double red cell unit, you had a listener on before that gave that double red cell, that's 112 days that you have to wait. And platelet donations is a little bit less time. It'll vary, but that's more like 2 or 3 weeks.
As they've improved, at least it's my understanding, they're getting better at preserving the blood longer, but it still it's doesn't last forever. How long can you keep blood in storage for use?
So the red cells last 42 days, but we typically use them a lot faster than that, just given the volume of hospitals that we connect with here.
Right.
Platelets, which help cancer patients, like the person that texted before, only last 5 days.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I'm curious about the variety of donations you mentioned. The three of those, is that it? Those are the three types of donations?
For the most part, yes.
Okay, so with the platelet one, you said it takes a little less time. What's the one where they take some out and they put back into you?
So it has to do with the technology that we have.
Okay.
It's an apheresis machine that takes out the blood and into one arm and puts it back into the other. That's for a double red cell donation. The platelets use the same technology, but that is usually two arms where they're taking out the platelets and giving you back your red cells and some and your plasma and some saline.
How important will gum salad be for the future of the Red Cross?
Critically important. Okay. Will not survive
without. She went with it.
They say after you donate blood, you're supposed to either have pot stickers or gum salad. Is that correct?
Preferably be both.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Good. You really want to be serious.
We're
about
in
it.
Luck today.
Yeah.
We've got both. Well, you know what? And a quick question, Jennifer, about obviously there are people that are paid to be here, and this is their job. But there's a lot of volunteers that help out as well. Correct?
There are. Our organization as a whole is driven by volunteers. 90% of our workforce is volunteer based. We have close to 2,000 volunteers right here in southeastern Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Across every line of business, so disaster, service to armed forces, international training, blood. We cannot survive without our volunteer workforce, and we're always looking for more.
Okay, and just redcross.org?
Redcross.org,
if you want to donate your time.
Absolutely.
And so the Stephen mentioned phlebotomists. Is that the official title of the people that are drawing the blood?
Yes, okay. yes, and they are a paid position.
And cosmonauts.
And cosmonauts as well.
Yes. Yeah. Several astronauts, too, but yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you, Jennifer. We're happy to be partnering with you guys once again.
Thank
we
you.
Love doing this event. We love that you avail us all these resources to make this whole thing happen.
Likewise. Thank you very much. 50,000 hospital patients have been helped over the years. Here's to a couple thousand more today.
Yeah,
I love it. Excellent. Love it. Thank you. Jennifer Graham.
Yeah. Hey.
CEO of the Red Cross, the Southeastern Pennsylvania region.
Do you know what I noticed, though, the absence of? Menstruo.
Menstruo, the blood drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, the,
maybe
the,
he's at the other location.
He might be. All right. Speaking of the other location, I have no idea. Did you contact Jackie?
I did. He hasn't gotten back to me yet, but I would imagine. I don't know. I don't know. We can just, hey, Jackie, are you there?
No, he would have to be on the phone. My phone screen.
Hi, this is Jackie Bam Bam. I'm away from the phone right now.
Hey, I can't.
I'm currently taking business. I'll call you back in just a little. Wouldn't it be wild if that was his...
yeah, that was it.
Marissa's got an update for us here.
Rodney is good to go with engineering, so we're just waiting on the cue from Rodney that he will be ready to go.
All right.
He should be there.
Maybe Jason back in the studio.
I don't know. Jason, you got any idea if we have the ability to talk to Jackie Bam Bam live? We were doing phone calls earlier, but we might have a microphone hookup with some broadcast. All right, we're going to give it a whirl. Let me try this. Jackie Bam Bam, come in. Jackie Bam Bam.
Check, check, check. Hey! I'm here. Blood. I'm here for
How about
your blood.
That, Rodney?
Yes,
it
I'm
works.
Here, guys.
Can you hear us okay, Jackie?
Yes, loud and proud.
That's awesome, man. All right, so how things going, buddy?
I'm learning a lot about blood. And what was that big word you just used there?
Phlebotomist.
Kayak.
Yeah, that's the doctors and the nurses.
Jackie,
right?
say kayak.
Kayak.
Oh, yeah. He got it. He nailed it. I bet you he learned how to say iron, too.
Kayaki. Iron. Yeah, there's iron in your blood.
There is.
They do an iron test.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And if you have low iron, you can't
great
donate.
Great interview with Brett Michaels, and he's done a... I didn't hear the whole thing in here because we got you on, but you're in the background. But he gets his insulin such.
Yeah.
I don't know if you bought that up.
No, we did. Yeah, and he's received... I mean, you remember it was years ago... he had that brain issue. Was he the one who got clocked in the head with the lowering?
Stage prop or something like that.
It was
or
a curtain.
Yeah. And it had a heavy. It was like it wasn't like a cloth curtain. It was
right.
Like it banged him in the head. It was pretty wild. But he's had some. He's had some missteps here and there. Jackie, you seem kind of quiet for Jackie Bam Bam.
Well, we sit up out here in the hallway. Everyone, you know, you check in right next to me to my right. And
right.
Then you go in, and then they lay you down on the table, the phlebotomist, pull you up to the bed.
Who does that?
The phlebotomist.
Oh,
they are not only taking blood, they're playing classical music.
Oh.
The phlebot. Hey, speaking of music, hang on. I'm going to interrupt, Jackie, because in a little while... we're going to play the new Ozzy Osbourne. We have not heard that yet. I know MMR had like the world premiere last night with you and Brent. Tell us about the song.
Well, I'll tell you, we didn't go to sleep yet, me and Brent. And it was definitely well worth it at midnight. Jeff Beck, who's celebrating a birthday today, is your guest guitarist. And there's a lot of guests on this album. And Ozzy, believe it or not, I don't know what kind of love he's on. But Andrew Watt, the producer, just makes him sound unbelievable. And it's about his wife, Sharon. I think they're celebrating 40 years. So
that's right.
You definitely get, and it's the title track of his, I think it's 12th album. So.
And, you know, Jackie, he obviously, Ozzy, we were talking, Preston's reported on this. Ozzy Osbourne himself has been through a lot of medical stuff. And he's, I'm sure, been the recipient of some transfusions over the years. So it's very important what's
had
being
that
done
serious,
today.
Operation with the needles getting removed from his neck or something.
Right, right.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Jackie being at the other location, I just got this text from someone there, and they said, no sad bro, just gave blood, and I feel fine. It doesn't hurt at all when Bam Bam bites you. Really? So Jackie...
Whoever that was, they're not... How did that come out? I told him not to tell anybody.
Oh, yeah, he's a phlebotomist, but he used his mouth.
Phlebotomist.
Yeah.
A mouth phlebotomist.
Hey, but
a
mouth phlebotomist. This, Power Red, it's called. It's the blood that goes through your machine. It goes through a machine, goes through your left arm to your right arm.
Yes.
I was just telling me, you get super cold at the end of it. You got to put a blanket on you. The rush is incredible.
They keep you very warm, and you just sit there. That takes about a half hour, I think, 20 minutes to a half hour. If I'm not,
maybe 45 minutes.
Okay.
Right. What time are you there till, Jackie?
Well, 8 to 9, but it's 9:23, but I don't know what that word sleep is. So I'll stay here, and you know me, I got 8 tapes running in my head, Prespo. I thought, you know, I would stay here until next year, and then we'd have like a bloodbath party in here. I could spin all night and just keep it going.
So you were only supposed to be there till 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, man.
He doesn't know that word sleep.
Everyone's coming up and thanking me. I'm like, why are you thanking me, man? This is people helping people. We need blood. This is...
Well, we appreciate you staying after a late shift and doing what you're doing, and both you and Brent were kind enough to continue this on. And then after you guys, Sarah Parker, yes?
Yeah, what time is Sarah coming by?
1 o'clock.
Okay, because Steve and I are going to come
and
hang out there for a little while. So we'll hang till Sarah gets there.
Yeah, a bunch of mummers want to meet you over here, and I told them you'd be here later. I think that's so cool because last year you were in the studio, so you're broadcasting live today. And like you said, Pierre did it on a Saturday, so this is really, really cool.
Jackie, any special plans for you call it Friday night?
Nick, I know you love the Blues Brothers. Maybe we'll get Rubber Biscuit in for you.
Nice.
I don't know, but I'll be at Motley Crue tomorrow. It's going to be a big day. We got MMRBQ weather. It's going to be like 90 degrees. And I tried to get CC DeVille, by the way, on your
show. Thank you.
But I guess
we did okay.
Brett was awesome, dude. So it was great having him on.
Yeah, he's great. So thank you guys so much.
Yeah, no problem. All right, buddy. Well, thank you for being there. We really appreciate it. I know the listeners definitely appreciate it. So we'll
keep on flip-blocking.
Yeah.
Flip-block till you drop.
All right, Jackie Bam Bam. The vampire from 93.3 WMMR.
I love him.
I've never heard him quite so subdued.
He's very subdued.
He's tired. Very
serious. I wasn't. Yeah.
I think he's tired, and I also think he's probably, there's people walking around looking at him, and he's...
Yes, hi, this is Jackie Bam Bam. May I help you?
Feels a little bit out of his environment. I don't know, but he's awesome, so that was great. All right, so with that little wrap-up, I think... We have not, and this will be a short one, but there are some things from the connoisseur that I definitely want to share with you guys before we head into the weekend.
I can do the stupid voice for the connoisseur. Oh,
thank you.
Special blood donation edition.
There you go. Thank you. And one of the reasons I wanted to, well, actually, there's a couple of good ones, but I know that, sometimes I will get these stories, like, early in the week, and we normally do the... We do the connoisseur on Friday, and I'm like, man, do I share this now, or do I wait till the connoisseur?
Well, the truth of the matter is, the idea is, and I think we're probably right in assuming it, that people are looking for things to try when they're going out on the weekend to eat, right?
Yeah.
So that's why the connoisseur kind of sits there, and we've learned over the years that people like to talk about food.
All right, so I saw this on...
Like gum salad.
I saw this on Monday, but I held on to it till today, and apparently there is a, and this has been popping up on TikTok, and it's a it is a drink that someone has made up that is a little less than it's less sugary and supposed to taste like Coca-Cola or to some extent, and I have not tried this yet, but
so it's not like a like a diet Coke. It's supposed to taste very much like Coke with reduced sugar.
Well, I don't know if it's very much like Coke. It just kind of reminds you of Coke, I guess, a little bit. Anyway, what it is you take like a seltzer water,
right?
And you add a splash of balsamic vinegar to it.
Oh, I've heard about this.
And it's supposed to be similar to Coca-Cola.
Why don't I believe that? I saw this. Yeah. I don't. There's no way I can imagine that tasting like Coca-Cola.
I really want to try it, Steve. I feel the same way that you do. And then I watch one of these videos.
Yeah.
And the way that the lady responds at the end, she's like, look, I'm not drinking Coke at this point.
Right.
But it tastes really good.
Yeah.
And she used a special type of La Croix fizzy soda or whatever.
All right.
And the balsamic. And it looked like a Coke.
I mean, so is it a regular seltzer or is it a flavored seltzer?
Well, that's what she used.
By the way, La Croix. what flavor, I mean?
Yeah, they have a bunch of different flavors. You can get a lemon. You can get a pomegranate. Or there's a few different ones.
Is there a possible issue with drinking vinegar?
All right. So, Steve, you sent me this article. I don't know if you remember it or not, but it's a follow-up to this.
Yeah.
And at first I saw the headline. I'm like, no, I don't really buy this. But then I read it, and I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense. That apparently this is not a good idea for your teeth.
Right. Oh. That's it.
Okay.
It actually has an extra corrosive aspect to it.
What I was thinking was, okay, yeah, sure, balsamic vinegar. It's vinegar. It's acid. Okay. And that's going to whatever. But I eat balsamic vinegar salads all the time.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, no big deal. How can this be any different if you're just, it's just... How is that different than me eating a salad? Apparently, there's a difference, okay?
Mm.
So the video that inspired this, the TikTok video, to use balsamic vinegar and seltzer into a cola-like concoction has received more than 6.4 million views. And one insider writes that she enjoyed the beverage despite its tangy aftertaste. But Dennis, however... have not given it their stamp of approval. In fact, the American Dental Association released a statement about the risks of overindulging in acidic beverages.
Yes.
In response to the trend. So this is according to Edmund Hewlett, DDS. He said, I love balsamic vinegar, but I enjoy it more in my salad than in my drinking glass. It's much kinder to the teeth than bathing them in a beverage blend of two acids. The more acidic the drink, the greater the risk of tooth erosion with frequent consumption. And it's acid, not sugar, that breaks down the teeth's protective enamel coating. And a study of sugar-free beverages and tooth erosion published in the ADA's Open Access Journal in May confirmed that even sugarless sparkling water caused some erosion, although not as much as traditional sodas. Compared to a sugar-filled Coca-Cola, a glass of soda water with a splash of vinegar may seem like a healthier choice. However, the combination of an already acidic carbonated beverage, which is just that seltzer water, and then sticky sour vinegar is bad news for dental health. The stickiness of the balsamic vinegar will adhere to your teeth long after you finish your meal, and the acidity has a dual effect of wearing away at your tooth enamel and staining your teeth as well.
That makes sense to me.
But balsamic vinegar is slightly less acidic than other vinegars, but it still has the potential to erode enamel, especially when combined with another acidic ingredient. As the enamel breaks down to reveal a hard yellow tissue called dentin, the teeth may appear discolored. So it's adding that to the seltzer.
I've been drinking it for years. There's no problem.
So that it will.
I love it. It's my drink of choice.
That it turns into that.
Yeah, and then just on a taste level, to my mind, it wouldn't seem like something I would enjoy.
You know,
when I drink Coke, I drink it as a dessert a couple times a year.
You know what I find interesting, though? It says here, as the enamel breaks down to reveal a hard yellow tissue called dentin, the teeth appear discolored. I always thought that, like, discolored teeth, like that stained, was from whatever you're eating. You know what I mean? Like coffee stains.
Right.
Like that. But it's the breaking down of the... That's what your teeth look like under that layer of it.
Now, I enjoy...
No, coffee and things like that can stain your teeth.
Yes. Yes. Coffee and tea can do that. So. Yeah. But I think... My teeth on a scale, when they'll do something, you know, you get your teeth color measured on a scale, and I tend to be a little bit more... Like a yellowish?
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think so.
By
looking at you, I would think that, oh, Kathy, tell them your story. Yeah. Go ahead.
So I got my teeth whitened this week at a dental spa.
Spa.
Listen, that's what it's called.
I know.
And so when I went, they hold up like the fake teeth and they show you what shade you have. And then, after the whitening, they show you what shade you went to. And so she showed me the difference. And then the tech was like, just so you know, though, you started the color of your teeth that we started out with is on our bleaching scale.
Yeah.
Is on our whitening
scale. Like people
pay
to get the teeth you already
had. I go, so you're probably wondering why I'm here. And she's like, no, I get it for you. You know, it's a little discolored and you want it to change. But yeah, so my tooth color was on that whitening scale. So
did you notice any?
Pretty proud of myself.
Did you notice any difference after?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely. Yeah. Right. I did the Zoom whitening.
How much does that cost?
I think that it is.
Well, everyone's doing Zoom now, so it's much cheaper.
Right.
About $500.
Okay.
Wow.
I need.
You want to do it?
So here's the deal. I with my dentist, I ended up getting the outfitted for the
dental dam,
the trays, and then you put the gel in there.
Okay.
It's just for me. It's a matter of like
doing it,
and I feel like it'd just be so much easier if I just went
and get it.
Had them zoom away, and I mean, it's a couple of treatments, right?
No, it's one time. You go through. I think it was 4 15-minute sessions, and of course, because I'm nervous about everything, some people experience pain, and I think you did, Preston.
Yes,
I didn't
hurt.
Experience any pain. Now, I think that they do it a little bit different now. Like, they put these, like, guards or barrier on my gums so that my gums weren't exposed to the light, so I didn't have any sensitivity there. They said that there's something called zingers where you kind of get, like, almost like a tooth pain afterwards. I got a few of those.
Right. It's amyl nitrate.
Yeah. But they said you brush with Sensodyne.
Sensodyne,
and
right?
And then that goes away.
I do brush with Sensodyne. That's my toothpaste of choice.
Oh, yeah. Man, I love the Crest Gum Detoxify.
That's really good. Well,
that's my jam.
You gave samples to us one time for kids, and it tastes like bubble gum.
Mm-hmm,
bubble gum toothpaste. It was pretty wild.
But yeah, my wife ended up getting the gum Detoxify, and I just...
That was a Beyonce tour, wasn't it?
I think it was, and that's where I think they stole the name from.
Detoxify.
Yeah, it was the gum salad sponsored event. Yeah. All right. Anyhow, so just a heads up: if you do the balsamic and seltzer, it's gonna
have you're gonna have nubs where your teeth used to be.
I don't know about that, but anyhow, here's another connoisseur story. So this is a term. These are two words that I never thought I'd see back to back or next to each other. Mailbox lasagna.
All right.
Okay. Hang on.
That could work.
A Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Because for me, it's usually linguine I put in my mailbox.
Tennessee weather broadcaster said that it is now hot enough to make mailbox lasagna.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So meteorologist Brian Smith breaks it down. You use fully cooked meat. You assemble your lasagna in a small dish and then plate it. You place it in the mailbox at 10 a.m. In 4 to 8 hours, your lasagna will be baked if the outside temperature is hot enough for the day.
Now, you assume that the mailman is not going to make a delivery during this time, right? Yeah.
Right. Maybe Sunday?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They deliver on Sundays, don't they?
Yeah. No. Last thing is you want your bills being placed into the marinara sauce.
Well, then we change the name of it. Sunday Mailbox Lasagna.
Yeah. My mail actually doesn't come until pretty late. Like, sometimes
you have time to get a lasagna in there.
No doubt.
It's 4 to 8 hours, yeah, depending on how hot it is.
All these things. Have you ever made sun tea?
Yeah, we used to make it. I like it.
Right.
We thought about doing that again.
Have you ever had the confidence to do sun chicken?
No, I have not tried sun chicken yet. But you know what? These are typical things that
these are southern.
You cook an egg on on the sidewalk. It's when it gets hot.
So. Right, right.
So they were doing this just as an example of how hot it is, but I've never heard the term mailbox lasagna.
What?
Well, would you ever whip up a mailbox lasagna for us?
So it wasn't lasagna. It was a chicken and spinach, but it was sort of made like lasagna. You know, it had the melted cheese and all of that, but I made it the other day.
And
what? I want you to know that it was really good. I forgot to tell you guys.
Everyone at the hospital said it looked delicious.
No, and like my mom ate it and she was like, oh, which first she saw it, she goes, oh, that looks good. My dad said, oh, you cooked. And then they had some and they said it was very good.
And you didn't share it with us.
Would she?
I didn't.
Yeah, I'm not ready yet.
I'm not ready. Yeah, I can't. You think I'm going to like... Yep. Francine.
Nope. She relies on us to be healthy.
Preston will look at me and be like, no, thank you, woman.
You cook chicken? No.
Right.
No.
Yes. Yeah, pork?
No.
Yeah.
No.
But hang on. With the lasagna, you have to cook the noodles first, right? Like, well, I don't know. You don't call them noodles. What do you call those things? Blankets.
The
bread blankets.
The pasta blankets.
What they're called, bread blankets.
It's called lasagna. That is the pasta is called lasagna.
You didn't know that,
no!
Did you?
No!
Yeah. That's the name of the actual pasta? I thought the dish was called lasagna.
Yeah.
You don't do the grocery shopping, do you?
No.
Yeah.
No, here, in my defense, I hate lasagna, so I've never bought it.
What is wrong with you?
It's overrated!
Wow.
You just blew Preston's ears out.
Jesus Christ.
My buddy, Anthony Cunicelli, I'm going to give him a shout out because he's a really good cook. He was like, yeah, but you've never had my lasagna. I had his lasagna, and I hated his the least of all lasagnas I've ever had.
It's not over.
I love lasagna. I'll tell you what, I used to hate ziti. You know why. I'm not going to go into it. Yeah. But and now I love ziti as well. But you get a really good, you know who surprisingly has excellent lasagna?
Olive Garden. Yeah.
All right, well, hang on. Are baked pastas in general just something that you're not into?
No, just lasagna. I think
like stuffed shells. You like those?
Sometimes.
I have a theory here.
It's the ricotta.
Ricotta. You don't like it.
It's the best part.
It is the best part.
I think you were set up for failure by Garfield. I think you watched and read Garfield cartoons, saw that he loved it so much,
right?
And you're like, this has got to be the greatest thing of all time. And then dug in, and you're like, that's not the greatest thing of all time.
Is that what led you down? Is that what broke you?
I don't know, man. I really dig a Scooby snack, so no, I don't know. So I definitely don't like the ends.
I love the end.
Yeah.
Nope. I love the ends. I love the whole damn deal. Yeah, and especially when lasagna is overcooked. Absolutely. What do we got?
Sorry, I'm reading text messages. Sorry about that. Somebody said, Casey, just try putting ranch dressing on your lasagna, and that might do it for you. all right, anyway.
There are so many dressings that are way better than ranch dressing, all right?
All right, we're going to talk about something else.
Give
it a connoisseur place. All right, so this one I got from Marissa Magnata.
All right.
And it's
She's a member of the show.
She's a member of the radio show. It's a Philly thing, okay? The Arctic Splash.
Yes.
Carton.
Do we know what this is?
Yeah, it's Lehigh Valley Dairies makes this, and there's a lemon iced tea that's very popular, specifically in the Fishtown neighborhood of Philadelphia.
The Arctic Splash.
Arctic Splash, yes. And apparently it's going away for good.
What?
Yeah, they introduced the personal-sized version of their lemon-flavored iced tea in 1994. At the height of its popularity, they were spotted everywhere from school cafeterias to bodegas across the region. And the Fishtown neighborhood has a special cult-like connection to the carton, according to this article that I'm reading. Somehow, Fishtown became a hot zone for the Arctic Splash. And over the years, there have been numerous features written to prove that point. There have been articles written about this. One mentions that corner stores would sell 10 to 12 cases, about 300 cartons a week.
Jeez.
And that number dropped to 3 or 4 when the company changed their recipe. Dean Foods, who had acquired Lehigh Valley Dairies, swapped out the high fructose corn syrup for real sugar, and then people really didn't like it as much after
they
that.
They wanted the fake taste.
Yeah. Well, they wanted that real
sweet
syrupy. Yeah. So
this is an Arnold Palmer we're talking about, basically, right? A lemon iced tea?
Yeah. Well,
it's a lemon flavored iced tea.
Lemon flavored iced tea. Right. Yeah. Lemonade. Arnold Palmer's a little different.
Lemonade.
It's even sweeter than Arnold Palmer is. But anyhow, a 2012 Philly Mag article about Interstate Draft House came out. A bartender at the tavern found at 1235 Palmer Street concocted the Fishtown iced tea on a whim one day after cleaning up littered cartons from the playground next door. So the next day, she cracked open a few fresh Arctic Splash iced tea cartons to max capacity, added rum, vodka, triple sec tequila, and a little bit of sour mix and a splash of Coca-Cola. The drink special, which is essentially a Long Island iced tea, but a Philly iced tea is more
right.
Was served right out of the cardboard container, so that was kind of novelty-ish. Yeah. You know, that they were
so it's an alcohol drink.
They mixed alcohol into.
All right, okay, all right. Now I got you.
So the bar.
I'm on board now.
So they would do it in the container.
All right,
and then it took off, and the Fishtown iced tea became the signature drink of Interstate Draft House, which would find themselves years later buying pallets of cartons at a time. But when new owners took over the bar a few years ago, the cocktail stayed on the menu. Fast forward to May of this year, Dean Foods informed customers that Arctic Splash would only be available in gallon form moving forward.
Okay.
They were discontinuing the product of the famed cartons.
So they're not doing away with the product. They're doing away with the sizes you can purchase it at.
Yeah, and the owners of Interstate Draft House bought up as many as cartons as they could, but in just over a month, that supply depleted. So that's coming to an end.
On a different note, but similar to this, don't you hate when you go to a place and they have something that you love and they indiscriminately take it off the menu?
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
I haven't been to Iron Hill Brewery in years, but they had this Carolina pulled pork barbecued sandwich that I would get. I loved it. And then they took it off the menu. Mm. And I was like, why?
I'm going to kill you.
It was my favorite. No.
Yeah.
I want to fight you.
I want to fight you.
It was one of my absolute favorite dishes. Now, it may be back on the menu because, like I said, I haven't been in a little while. So I'll have to go back and check on that sometime in the near
future. Yeah, it just drives you crazy.
But I hate it. Yeah. When you know something's good, but maybe you're the only one. I mean,
I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, right? I want to fight you anyway.
I want to fight you.
What about those things?
I'll take you back and beat the hell out of you.
Those things that Redstone used to have at their Sunday brunch, we all agreed that those were delicious, and they took them away.
Did they take that away?
Yeah, it's something different now.
That kind of pecan...
Yeah.
The
deliciousness?
Yeah, whatever that thing was. Oh, my God.
They took it. They do still give something before your meal, but they took that specific one away.
Do you remember my story about that as I was there?
You
brought it over. I'm like, someone recognized me.
Oh, my God.
Can we do something for Table 7? That's Preston Elliott, who is a legend in broadcasting. And then every other table is getting it.
Yeah, they do it for everybody.
Dude.
Like, oh, wow.
Every table.
I'm a little embarrassed by this, but thank you so much.
Did I guess I should say something. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, thank you. I'll stand up.
I'm so thrilled.
Yes, it's me.
I'll share these with you, though they made them specifically for me.
Tell you guys, I had an appearance at a beer distributor. This is in the early spring, and I was standing there talking to somebody, and I saw these two people looking over at me. And so I was talking. I'm like, hang on a second, I got to go say hi to these people over here. So I go to say hi. I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'm Kate. And I introduce them, you know, and they have no clue who I am. They don't care. I was just standing directly in front of the Chickies and Pete's crab fry truck, and that's what they were looking at. They were staring at the crab fry truck.
Oh, my goodness. Like,
is that your truck?
No.
Oh, thank God, because I was
you
about
to. You never do that. You let them bring it up.
I was about to ask them, hey, do you want a picture?
Oh,
you know?
God.
And, yeah.
And then they tell the story to their friends the next day. Oh, my God, last night this guy came up to us and asked if we
He's
wanted
so
a
lonely.
Picture with him.
He's so lonely, he was asking us to take pictures with him.
Oh, my God. That is the best.
They didn't care. Oh, thank God I didn't.
You mean we can take a picture with your truck?
Yeah. All right, anyhow, that's all I've
that's
got
it?
For. Yeah, it's a short one. I want to take a break. You know why? Because I want to hear the new Ozzy Osbourne song. Are we going to play that when we get back?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do that. We are at I believe for President Steve, Blood Drive, and we are at the Expo Center, Philadelphia Expo Center at Oaks. There's also a live casino where it's taking place. Jackie Bam Bam is there now. We're going to be there a little bit later on. But we'll take a break. Come back in a second. I got Bizarre Pile and new Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
We return. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, friend, did you receive our Camp Out for Hunger Save the Date? I mean, we made a big announcement, and then we put it right there on the website for you. Well, just in case you missed it, Preston and Steve's 25th Camp Out for Hunger is set November 7th through the 11th, 2022. And hey, it's never too early to start collecting. You can find the list of Philabundance's most requested items, plus all of the outrageous photo galleries and videos of our guests from over the years at WMMR.com/campout.
All right. I got word, Steve. We had Brett Michaels on earlier, and I think when we get over to Live Casino, we're going to, since we're doing the broadcast over here and Pierre's doing the broadcast over here, let's give away those tickets to that location.
We'll throw him a bone, and that's a good bone to be thrown in the world of bone throwing.
And apparently it was Brett Michaels' personal guest list.
That's fantastic.
Pretty fantastic. That was really nice of him. So we'll head over there when we're done with this show, and we'll get a random winner. We'll just... as a thank you.
I'm going to donate over there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think that's
out of time. I would like to as well. So let's get to that. We have Bizarre File Story.
Hey!
So let's do it, Jason. Hit it.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Preston and Steve's Bizarre File.
Yeah! All right, I got your stories. Let's start with, how about this kind of messed up one? Very messed up one. British authorities say that they have rescued a child who was targeted in a disturbing international organ harvesting plot.
They were going after a kid?
Yeah. So
I've heard about these. This is really on the rise.
I've always thought that some of this is just, you know, hearsay, but
I'm feeling that less and less these days.
Yeah, a man and a woman have been charged with conspiracy over a plan to bring the child to the UK in order to harvest their organs.
So are we talking primarily church or like Wurlitzers?
No, not those type of organs. Not like you would play as an instrument.
Oh, well, then that's
talking
even
about
worse.
Lungs and livers and kidneys. And so... no details were immediately available on the age and gender of the child. Nigerian nationals Beatrice Nwaneke Ekwemadu and Ike Ekwemadu are standing trial for conspiracy to arrange or facilitate travel of another person with a view to exploration.
It's horrible.
Exploitation, namely organ harvesting. The allegations come after an investigation by the specialist crime team in Scotland Yard, which deals with serious offenses in the English capital, and cops launched their inquiry last month, leading to the duo's arrest after police were alerted to possible crimes being committed under modern slavery legislation.
Do you know where this is supposedly going on a lot? In China.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Forced organ harvesting, in which organs are surgically removed from a victim against their will, has been addressed by recent legislation in the UK. A law passed in April partly aims to disrupt the black market organ trade by making it illegal for Brits to travel overseas to purchase an organ, a practice known as organ tourism.
Do you remember for a while they were selling like a kidney on eBay? And eBay had to institute.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Mind you, this was the person themselves.
Right, offering up their own.
Falling on hard times or whatever, but they had to put the kibosh on that.
Can't do that. A Minnesota man who allegedly admitted to shooting and killing a trophy-sized bear in his backyard last year now faces six charges related to the hunting violation. Michael J. Thielen was charged with 3 gross misdemeanors and 3 additional misdemeanors.
He was my husband.
According to court documents,
authorities
received 2 anonymous tips about the bear's killing in early September. Conservation officers met with Thielen at his home, where he admitted to baiting the bear with birdseed and donuts.
He did so love his bear, his birdseed.
Before killing it in the middle of the night on July 28th.
I was back at the cave making him gum salad.
The trophy-sized bear had a score of over 20 with its hide weighing 80 pounds. I don't know what the score is.
It's SATs.
Oh, is that what that was?
Verbal and math. He wasn't bright.
But he was your husband.
He was my husband.
Thielen told authorities that he wrapped the bear in plastic after shooting it. And when he returned home from work, the bear was warm and covered in bees, and he took 50 to 60 pounds of meat off the animal before it became full of maggots. Thielen
sounds so delicious, I can't stand it.
Now, this is what he's saying. But the Thielen then left the bear skull outside to allow insects to clean it. And
by the way, what kind of baggie can accommodate a bear?
And used a skid steer loader to haul the rest of the animal to a dumpster. After the killing, Thielen allegedly bought a resident surplus bear hunting license to attempt to cover the killing that occurred weeks before the start of the season.
You can't do that.
His charges related to using artificial lights to hunt, wanton waste of an animal, hunting out of season, taking the bear without a license, and placing bait without a license and baiting the bear. So he did, like, a bunch of things that were totally illegal when it comes to hunting. The Florida man who gave gave police two baggies of methamphetamine and asked them to test the stash for him will have to perform community service and refrain from using alcohol and drugs. Thomas Colucci entered a pretrial intervention contract that defers his prosecution for possession of meth and drug paraphernalia. Apparently, he was arrested in March after calling police to say that he wanted law enforcement to test the meth that he had purchased from a drug dealer named JJ, who he met at a bar near his Tampa area residence.
Listen, can you come to my house, too? I'm building bombs, and I'm not sure they're built right.
When cops arrived at Colucci's home, he handed over two baggies containing a crystalline substance. After using some of the drug, Colucci explained that he became concerned that JJ sold him bath salts, the synthetic stimulant, and not meth.
Yeah, I also want a whorehouse. I need you to come over and teach my ladies what's right. You know what I'm saying?
Colucci said that he was a drug addict who had consumed meth in the past, and he knows what meth should feel like. Noting that the
There's got to be a law against making bad meth.
Noting that the substance he ingested did not leave a burning sensation, Colucci added that he believed that the meth was actually bath salts from a Google search that he conducted.
He's great at research.
He said he called 911 because he didn't want other users to purchase fake meth from JJ.
There could be issues.
He told police that he wanted JJ in trouble because he believed that the drugs that JJ was selling were dangerous. But a field test of the substance handed over by Colucci positively identified the presence of methamphetamine, so he was wrong.
Well, at least he didn't lose a friend over it.
It's like when you think you know it's decaf coffee.
Yeah.
You know?
Why can't you make a decent meth at home?
Yep. The Grand Canyon National Park has seen more than 110 cases of gastrointestinal illness closely resembling the highly contagious neurovirus since May. As of June 10th, the park listed at least 118 people who have become sick with symptoms similar to those of the neurovirus.
You think it would be like in a park situation, the likelihood of transferring that to other park goers seems more limited, but I guess it's happening.
Well, what if it's at a cafeteria or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's at like the North Rim, like center there.
Yeah.
That's a bad rim job right there.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a bad rim job, right?
It causes vomiting, diarrhea. Well, that might be a bad job, a little diarrhea involved in it. Cramping, body aches, and a mild fever. And one case came when a hiker was trekking the canyon, came across two people affected by the illness who were vomiting and stuck with their friends with no water. Christy Key said, I came across two hikers violently ill, no water left. And apparently she had to
call. Put them down.
She had to call a helicopter
to come in
and rescue them. And they initially didn't want to go, but she...
I don't want to go.
Talked him into...
I'm having such a good time.
I'm going to throw up.
I'm going to throw up.
Really? They were easy to find. They left a trail.
Yeah. All right. And then this one. This is interesting. American artistic swimmer Anita Alvarez was in danger of drowning after losing consciousness in the pool at the World Championships in Budapest before being rescued by her coach, Andrea Fuentes.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of this.
Yeah.
The
coach jumped in and saved her.
The lifeguards weren't reacting.
Correct. Fuentes, a four-time Olympic medalist in synchronized swimming, jumped into the pool after she saw Alvarez sink to the bottom at the end of her solo free final routine. She was given medical attention beside the pool before being taken away on a stretcher. And it was the second time that Fuentes has had to rescue Alvarez after she leapt into the pool during an Olympic qualification event last year.
If you keep fainting in the pool, something you might have an issue that should keep you out of the pool.
Is she holding her breath too long?
Well, I don't know.
I'm thinking that's what it is. I'm thinking that these events are harder than we realize they're,
The synchronized artistic...
They're underwater for a long time, and they're also doing highly physical stuff, and they might run out of air while
if you've ever tried to paint underwater, it's
it's so hard.
Virtually impossible, unless you're using watercolors.
But they got her out of there, and they were trying to decide if she was going to be okay for participation in today's team event. So,
okay.
And there you go.
That's amazing to watch that stuff, though.
Yeah.
There were two people who did a synchronized thing where it basically looked like they were in space. They were doing, you know, but to control your body in water like that with such precision.
Yeah.
It's got to take a lot out of you.
I mean, listen, I have been swimming my entire life, but I did water polo a few years back.
And your horse drowned.
I didn't realize that he didn't know how to swim.
It's the old joke.
No, but what was really difficult was going from treading to a full-on sprint.
Yeah.
Have anything to push off of.
Right, yeah.
It's actually very taxing.
All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you this morning. All right, so we're taking another break.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll do the lesson question, trash, and music news. We are at the I Bleed for Presidency Blood Drive, our 17th annual one. We're at the Expo Center at Oaks, and we'll come back with more. Pierre Robert coming up, too. Stay with us.
Not only can you hear Preston and Steve, you can see them, too. Check out the Weekly Rush on Xfinity On Demand. New episodes, you guessed it, weekly.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks. Wait, stop right there, dude. Come over here. Did you guys see this guy's shirt?
Yeah.
It says Cy Diddle on Kong Kong on it. I just saw that walking by. How you doing, buddy? What's your name?
My name is Fran McMahon.
Fran McMahon. Now, please tell me that's a wig you're wearing, too.
Yes, that is a Rambo wig.
And he made a shirt called Cy Diddle on Kong Kong.
That's a perfect shirt. That's genius.
That's our Nell phrase. Dude, that is fantastic. Thank you. Where are you from, by the way?
I am from Roslyn, and I received my Rambo wig from these guys, Preston and Steve. You may have heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm familiar. Dude, thank you for being here. What time's your appointment, by the way?
Just got done.
Awesome. All right, we'll go get some cookies and stuff and chill out for a little.
You must be Tai Tai.
Frank, Tai Tai.
Wow.
Hey, by the way, and we're at the blood drive. I saw him walking by, and I went right into that to say Foo Fighters or anything. But I got a text from somebody, and I am curious about this, and maybe there is Red Cross person that could tell us this. It says, hey, always wanted to know. It now seems like a perfect time to ask. Is it true you can't donate blood if you smoke marijuana?
I have not heard that.
It says I'm a daily smoker and would like to donate, but have always heard this.
Well, all right, let's get a learned person here.
Marissa's going over to Jennifer Graham, the interim CEO, and she's going to ask her.
She kind of tilted her head when you said that.
Like,
it's
like
a good question, but they don't. It's not one of the preliminary questions that they ask you when you do the questionnaire. So
the one thing you cannot do is be a regular consumer of gum salad.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's not asked on the questionnaire, then it shouldn't be an issue. So.
They're talking through it.
Okay. All right. Well, anyhow, maybe they don't want to talk about that. But listen, it's don't ask, don't tell.
It's like asking about their exes.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Nobody really wants to.
Oh, wait. We got a definitive piece of information.
Jennifer Graham, interim CEO, Red Cross, Southeastern Pennsylvania. All right, Jen, a listener texts in and says, always wanted to know, and this seems like a good time to ask, is it true you can't donate blood if you smoke marijuana?
Long story short, that is not true.
Okay.
Certainly want people to be responsible and perhaps maybe not in do that before you donate.
Right.
But certainly, yes. It's
okay.
Not a
don't
curl.
Spark up on the way to the blood drive.
That makes sense. Yeah. Exactly. They're going to take blood. Like, you wouldn't want to drink right before you came here either. Yeah.
No, thank you.
All right. Got it. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Right.
However, vigorous sex is recommended.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right beforehand, even if you're by yourself.
Even if you're by.
Rub one
in
out.
The car, there's more than enough area to go park.
But that's a good question. So this person had been hesitant to donate blood.
Well, you want to know.
Because they'd always heard that and never really took the time.
There's somebody who could donate blood now. Yeah. It's been hepped to that.
Yep, exactly. So happy to answer that question for you. All right, we need to do today's lesson question so we can give away a prize. The prize is a pair of tickets to see To Kill a Mockingbird, which is going to be the Academy of Music on July 13th. The show is at 7:30 p.m. And the question that we're going to go with today is, what is Stallone's favorite video ever? 215-263-WMMR. If you were listening this morning, you heard Sly pop on and say he loves watching his video. Cracks him up.
It does.
What's his favorite video? 215-263-WMMR. If you heard it and you know the answer, call us right now. While you're calling, we'll do the trash. Here we go.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. You can protect your home from water damage, cracks in your foundation, and mold with DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. The Preston and Steve listeners get 15% off when you mention our show. Just go to DryTechCorp.com. What's up this morning, Steve?
Well, Jussie Smollett saying in a recent interview that he gives no time to people who believe he lied about being attacked. Smollett also revealed he currently has a staggering surplus of time.
Oh, my God.
8-year-old Prince George gave back during the coronavirus lockdown in England. The little guy held a bake sale to benefit charity. As a gift for his generosity, George has been allowed to keep two commoners as pets.
Yay!
Which is very nice. And finally, Farrah Abraham has officially been charged with battery and disorderly conduct stemming from an incident back in January. To make matters worse, Abraham just learned that she's been called to appear before the Great Council of Hookers.
Oh,
that could be difficult. That's your Hollywood Trash.
All right, thank you, Steve. I'm going to try and pull this caller up myself. It's the first time I've had a chance to do this morning, so bear with me. We need to know what Stallone's favorite video of all time is, and I will go to Brian and see if we can get an answer. Hey, Brian, can you hear me?
Yeah, but you're a little fuzzy.
All right, well, I'll do my best. What is Stallone's favorite video, please?
Is it the orangutan driving the golf cart?
That is correct. Yes. It worked. Hang on, Brian. We get your information, and we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see To Kill a Mockingbird. That show is going to be the Academy of Music on July 13th, 7:30 p.m. That show runs from July 12th through the 24th, and you can get tickets at KimmelCulturalCampus.org. Let's get to music news, shall we?
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, brought to you by Everfresh Juices and Juice Drinks. There's an Everfresh juice for every occasion with over 40 flavors to choose from, including their premier apple juice line with your favorite apple to eat. Now available in a bottle to drink. And I just have a couple of things here. Motley Crue, you know, Tommy Lee, obviously he broke his ribs. We were talking about this the other day. And he threw ribs and beer into the crowd during Wednesday night's stadium tour concert at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. After playing three songs with his bandmates, Lee told the crowd that he had broken four ribs and that his doctor told him he couldn't perform. At that point, he threw a pan full of beer cans and ribs into the crowd.
Is that a thing?
I guess.
Is that kind of what he's known for?
I think he's just playing off the fact he broke his ribs.
Yeah.
So he's throwing ribs out in the crowd.
I don't know about that.
As we said, he was replaced for the remainder of the set by Tommy Clufetos.
So is he showing up for the shows and just hanging out?
He's playing a few songs.
Right.
He's playing just he's playing like two, maybe three songs, and then he bails because he shouldn't be doing any at all, to be honest.
That is pretty weird.
I think it's okay that he's doing that.
Yeah.
I think it's giving the fans a little bit of something at least.
Right.
And, in fact, Poison drummer Ricky Rocket said that Tommy Lee's getting too much flack for having broken ribs just before they hit the road for the stadium tour. Although Lee, against doctor's orders, is braving through a handful of songs every night. Rocket said in an interview, he was asked if he knew the Tommy Lee was injured thing prior to hitting the road. And he said, I didn't know anything about it. He said, I swear I didn't. I went out and he wasn't playing. I'm like, what is going on, guys? So I went back and got the lowdown. He went on to say that he thinks it sucks that some fans are slamming Tommy for not playing the full set with the crew. He said he's taking a lot of heat. I don't think he should, because I think what's cool about what he's doing is he's coming out there and he's going, this is painful to do, but I want the audience to know that I'm here. I'm here for the duration. I'm not wussing out on this. Instead of running home and sitting 6 weeks out while he recovers, he's on the road. He's part of the team. And I think that's pretty badass.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. At least he's not just blowing it off entirely. He's trying.
He's giving a little bit.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they always say, give a little bit.
Yeah, if you can. All right, and then finally, P.O.D. Remember P.O.D.?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They will re-release their 2008 album, When Angels and Serpents Dance.
It's really wild to see it. They do the Charleston.
On October 14th. The entire project will be remixed, remastered, and will include the bonus track.
Marissa's in the Charleston.
The little dance.
Yeah.
We'll include the bonus tracks, Don't Fake It, Riding With You, and Walk on Water. And the band has shared the album's opening track, Addicted.
What was their biggest hit?
Hold on. Youth of a Nation.
We are Last Resort.
The Youth.
Cut My Life Into Pieces. Is that them?
Life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Kathy, solo.
Cut my steak into pieces. It trailed off at the end. I was going to jump in, but I didn't know where anyone was.
We'll start all over again. Okay. Cut my life into pieces.
How old are they now? Should it be cut my steak into pieces?
Oh, Jesus. Ooh. Are we sure that was them, P.O.D.?
Oh, no. I thought it was.
No, you're right. That was Papa Roach.
That's Papa Roach. Yeah. Liar.
Oh, my God.
You were right. Youth of a Nation. Who said that?
Me.
Steve did. Steve, you're right.
So it was all that for nothing?
Well, not for nothing.
Not for nothing.
I mean, it was fun.
Pretty good sing-along. You have so severely disappointed Kathy. No, all ready to jump in.
We kind of jammed there for a minute.
Yeah.
We do that all the time.
But again, the end sucked.
You always gotta pull down your pants and take a crap on it, don't you?
Mm-hmm. A big swirly.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so we got, that was Papa Roach did Last Resort.
Yeah.
And then P.O.D. did Youth of a Nation.
And right. We did it better than
you. Oh, you know what? It was Alive was their big one.
I'm so alive.
You remember
for the very first time.
I thought it was Summer Lovin'.
Have me a blast.
No. You know what it was? Mock.
Yeah.
That was it.
I don't have that clip ready.
All right, anyway. So how much did we get wrong in all of that?
About everything.
No, I think Alive was their big first hit, and then Youth of a Nation was another one.
We are the youth of a nation.
I remember that song.
Yep.
It was a good song.
Yeah.
The people here are looking at us quizzically and not necessarily laughing.
Oh. Quizzically, that's a good word.
We do this every day, folks. But anyway, I remember they were kind of a, they had like a religious tone to it.
That's what I thought, yes.
They were like a Christian rock band of sorts. So, all right, anyway, I think we're done now. I'm wrapping it up and pulling the plug.
Absolutely, man.
We're going to take a break.
We're almost entertainment overload at this point.
We'll come back in a moment and we will wrap things up and hand it over to a true professional.
Yes.
Pierre Robert, when we get back at the I Believe Professional Steve Blood Drive. We'll return in a moment.
If you like what you hear, you can see it, too. Check out Preston and Steve's Daily Rush on PrestonandSteve.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
The Preston and Steve Show live at the Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks, Pennsylvania for the I Bleed for Preston and Steve Blood Drive. I'm so happy, Casey, that you brought your electric scooters with you this morning.
Yeah.
Number one, there's just enough room to ride around and have some fun, but it's a good way to go over and meet with everybody who's lying down, making donations, and saying hi and checking on everybody. It was a good idea.
Thank you. I wasn't sure if we could use them actually on the air, and even though we didn't, I was glad that we were able to play with them off air.
So there's one that looks like it has an extended battery pack right here. Is that the newest one?
That's the newest one that I just got.
And is that the top model?
No, I think there's another model above that one.
Huh.
Yeah, there's one that I don't know. I have like three different models, but that one goes the fastest, okay, and it goes the farthest.
Okay.
Yeah,
they're really awesome. And they're relatively speaking, like if you're talking about an electric bike, these are not that expensive.
No. I mean, compared to an electric bike?
Yeah.
No, not at all. And so I like to use these. I was telling Marissa these would be perfect for, like, if you lived in the city or whatever.
Right.
Like, just kind of, like, zipping around or whatever. But, you know, down the shore with, like, parking the way it is, when I go and, like, order food, and I'll just go on the scooter, I'll go pick up the food because I don't have to worry about parking anywhere.
Right. It's perfect.
Yep. And, by the way, I was using it to zip around and say hi to people. I've noticed a variety of old-school Preston and Steve blood drive shirts that are
done. Some real classics.
I saw, like, a Game of Thrones theme one over here a moment ago, one that's, like, the lifeguard theme one. There's another one that has, like, a Jaws theme.
Batman.
The Batman one. The new ones, obviously.
Night of the Living Dead.
Jaws.
Jaws.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead theme one. And, yeah, so thank you so much for bringing the throwback shirts.
Yeah.
And wearing them. There's a Privilege shirt that's right over there as well. So it's been really awesome. And I would like to thank also our one and only guest, Mr. Brett Michaels,
on
the show today.
Great.
He was excellent.
Yeah.
It was so great to talk to him. And also Jennifer Graham, who is the interim CEO of Red Cross Southeastern Pennsylvania.
Also want to thank our friends from Recovery Centers of America. So they the Devon location, they're here representing. So it's a drug and alcohol addiction treatment center. If you have any issues with drug or alcohol dependency, you can give them a call at 1-800-RECOVERY. But they're here, and they've been here all morning. I believe they're going to be here all day. So
We got a chance to check out that Devon location, and it's pretty amazing.
It's beautiful.
A lot of good being done there.
Absolutely. We welcome to the microphone now, Mr. Piero
Bay. Well. Good day. Good day, citizens, and good day, blood givers, here in Studio B. What is this place?
It's the Philadelphia Expo Center at Oaks.
Hall C.
Where are we?
We're in Oaks.
Where in God's name is Oaks?
It's the Anthony Michael Hall.
So it's about, we're about 10 minutes from King of Prussia.
Right. We're actually very close to major civilization hubs. However, it feels like you're in the midst of the Amish country.
No.
And then all of a sudden, there is, you know, this giant complex where you have done, we've done a lot of stuff here
over
the years, and they have so many events here, and it's so big they can do three or four or five things. But I came in Hall B. So is this B or C?
This is C. You actually came in through C. B and C are right next to each other. If you look up above the signs here when you walk in, when I came in this morning, it was dark, so the lights were on, and the whole C light wasn't lit up, but it is indeed right next to B. So if you were to go out the doors and go to the right there into those next doors, you'd be in B.
There's actually a big gaming convention right next to us
now.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I thought I was coming into Hall B, but it's actually Hall C.
Correct.
So that's important to state publicly.
Yes, I agree.
And stand by it.
And items of clarity like that is what you will get in the entire program today.
It's all about clarity.
Clarity.
And Kathy is going to stay and sing metal songs.
No, I'm going to the gaming convention.
And the gaming convention, and she's coming back, and she's going to do a little poison number for us later.
A little poison number?
Yeah, a little, you know, like blood.
Unskinny bop?
Unskinny bop.
Mm-hmm.
Got blood in my roses or whatever.
Yes.
Got, you know, all that
stuff. Yeah, one of those. You know, the hits.
You know, the big hits.
All the hits.
The big hits.
Yeah.
Where's my bandana? Mm. That kind of thing.
Well, should we? We have a prize to give away, and we need your help.
Yeah. Yes.
Jason, letter of the day, please.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, and the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter...
E as in excitable.
All right, we now, from this excitable boy, have a word that we have before you, brought to us by Pierre Robert. If you know what it is, I need you to be the fifth caller, 215-263-WMMR, and we will see if you indeed can claim the prize. So fifth caller, 215-263-WMMR, give us a call right now. So you are hanging out here for the entire program today.
I like to go around and lean over people that are giving blood and scare them.
Ooh.
It's fun. I love this event. It's so cool. You know, that story you read earlier of the gentleman who had cancer, and, you know, he needs this blood. It's the most direct gift you can give. It's your very essence.
Exactly.
So
yeah, it doesn't get more pure than that.
It really doesn't. So it's a wonderful thing that you do. One of many wonderful things that you guys do on a regular basis.
Well, so, you're here doing it too, so yeah, you're part of it.
But it's your drive, and, you know, you guys have come up with so many great things that have helped the community in small and large ways, and so this is a large one, and it's very cool. Before going forward with what's on my program, I also want to give a shout-out to Jason Fayon,
yes,
who runs the board for you guys on all these live broadcasts and does such a great job. And
it's really important to thank Jason when you can. When you have the opportunity to thank him, you know, with a microphone and a large audience in front of you, it's important to thank Jason specifically.
You are a bastard.
Oh, no.
You are a rock solid bastard.
Rock solid.
You
rat bastard.
May you open up the cut in your arm and bleed out some more.
Wow. I love you too.
Yeah, peace and love. Beat it, creep.
Hit the road, chump.
Crumb bum.
You turkey.
You turkey dog. Where's that turkey bacon company where we need them?
Gotcha.
Wrap you up in turkey bacon and fry you mother effer.
Did you make a Godshall's reference?
Wow.
Yes, I think I did.
Yeah. So he's good to stroke the clients.
Yeah. Well, particularly a good vegetarian plug for turkey bacon.
Yeah.
You got to love that. Now, yes.
Furthermore,
I just thought it'd be nice to acknowledge Jason.
Absolutely.
Because he's running the board.
Yeah, I think I forgot to thank Jason when we did our last live broadcast. We were at Subaru, and I got done. I did this big thank you, and all of a sudden, I put my headphones down, and I go, damn it, I forgot to thank Jason.
Thank you, Jason. You did thank him during the Radio Hall of Fame speech, though, Preston.
Yeah, of course. Oh, God. And he's got a wonderful brew pub called Bill's Best out in Glenside, right past the Keswick Theater.
There you go.
So what I can't thank him for in the events that I've missed publicly in the huge events where he's sitting there, and I thank everyone else under the sun, and my eyes averted the little text that I had written in my bad handwriting, and I looked down, and then I skipped four people, but he was the most important of those, and I have never forgotten it. He is quite over it, but I have still tortured myself with it ever since then. Thank you, Jason. If I get in that Hall of Fame,
yeah,
he's the first person I'm going to thank.
All right.
And then you're going to say horrible things about Nick, right?
Yeah. And I'm going to say the one guy I don't want to thank is this guy, Nicky McQuan, who is, you know, a wuss.
A bastard.
A creep.
And, a creep.
A rock hard bastard.
Yeah.
I like creep.
Yeah, creep.
Can I get the winner now for the word?
Oh, right.
Okay, yeah. All right, listen.
I'm just trying to move it along, okay?
I'm trying to interrupt.
Wake up.
Is this thing on?
We're going to
Next Dave. Show at 11.
We're going to Dave. Hi, Dave. You're caller number 5. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Preston. How are you guys? Rock.
Thank you. All right. Dave McKay, what's the word of the week?
I'm hoping, guys. I'm hoping. I think it's Moose, M-O-O-S-E.
You can do the Moose.
That is correct.
Yeah. Or whatever that line is you have.
Casey, Kathy, Marissa, and Pierre for another great blood drive.
Hey, Dave, how many times have you won things from us? How many things have you won from us?
Oh, I've been pretty lucky.
18 million things? Or is this 18,767,422?
Wow, you're all
excellent.
It's great there were four shows going on.
I'm going to put you on hold here. Hang on, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. $500 from the Bagster.
The Bagster.
Bagster.
That hurts. The Bagster is by far the most convenient and affordable way to help with your home cleanup, and you can go buy it at any home improvement store, fill it, and simply schedule your collection, and it is gone. Clean it up with the Bagster, dumpster in a bag. So we'll set you up with that. Thank you very much to the Bagster.
Yes.
All right. Do you want to mention what's on your show today?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll be doing a block of the bands for the big thing tomorrow with Def Leppard and Crew and Joan Jett and Poison, and a huge thematic block of Blood songs, which will be fun.
Perfect and appropriate.
Yeah. Excellent. Let me thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve show has been brought to you today by Acme Markets. Fresh foods, local flavors, Acme, official grocery store, the Preston and Steve Show. Also brought to you by Trinity Rehab, locations all over and now open in King Prussia. Trinity-Rehab.com. And finally, by Pella Windows and Doors. Take advantage of their summer sale today at PellaPhilly.com. Next week on this program, comedian Neil Brennan will be joining us. Robert Irvine will be on the show. Jane Seymour is going to be in our studio.
That's pretty cool.
Such a lovely woman. Froggy will be in our studio. And it will actually be the legitimate birthday of Ann Gorski next week. So we'll probably celebrate that. All right. That is it. We are done. Rage on. Have yourself a great day. Steve and I are headed over to Live Casino.
Yes.
To check in with blood donors there. Pierre Robert handling the duties here at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center at Oaks. So thank you so much. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you later, gang. Bye-bye.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.